Hi there, it's Chick McGee. Thanks for downloading our off-the-air podcast. This is an episode unlike any other. During vacation time, I try to get together and play cards with some friends of mine. Jess knows this and thought this year, hey, let's record a podcast while we're playing cards. I thought, why not? So that's what this episode is. It's a bunch of us sitting around playing cards. The players are, of course, me and Jess, comedians Jeff Vibbert and Jeff Bodart, and producer with the Bob and Tom Show, and he fills in for me every now and then. His name's Mark Allison. We're all playing cards and ordered a pizza, and we're having drinks, and yes, Fireball does make an appearance during this episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy episode number 149 of the Off the Air podcast with me and Jess. It's the vacation poker party. Here we go.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Rusty rays of light shine down on his face while the blood from the knife wound fills the place. Back up the bag, let's get out of here while the sirens start to fill the air. Lumbling and gurgling, the body still. This is only some kind of bad dream.
How are we gonna get out of this shit we're in?
Don't worry, baby, I'll figure out something. Give him a slip, they won't be expecting the singer. Slip him a Mickey and give him a finger. I had a finger for a ringer, but I had no idea the DEA was using the singer. But it's all right, cause I love you, baby. It's all right, cause I love you, girl. Cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
It's alright, cause I love you, baby. It's alright, cause I love you, girl. It's alright, cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
King of Hearts. Queen of Diamonds. $1,000. $1,000 buy-in. $1,000 buy-in. $1,000.
It's like we're in Las Vegas, but we're not.
You should have brought it.
I had a big one too, and I cashed it in and got my nails done.
Oh.
No, I just thought, when I just because, why not, you know?
Why not? Why would
it's
you?
Like found money.
It is. It's like it was a free baby.
Yeah. Oh, no. The big story, and this deserves to be on the podcast. The big story this evening is that Jeff Vibbert didn't bring money. He has a card.
Yes.
I thought we could swipe the card and I could buy in.
He knew you had a square.
Yeah, it's 2015. Come on, let's get with it, people.
Step up with the technology, people. Let's go.
What now?
Maybe I can write a nice IOU.
Huh?
Is that...
huh?
Oh, see, that's what Jeff's
Maybe you'd like to... Maybe you'd like to buy into Jeff Vibbert Inc.
Should we go
with Junior Varsity Inc.
Before it's too late.
Okay.
By the way, the return address on a bunch of t-shirts I just mailed out is the Bob and Tom Studios, so don't tell anyone, but if anything gets returned, that's what that is.
I'm just saying.
Supporting each other, but then it's
someone should let Grace know.
Yeah.
Any Jeff Vibbert merchandise that's returned should be sent back out as return to sender addressee not at this address.
But I was like, do I write my home address? No way.
If they can't return it, they can't return it.
Yeah.
You can't send money back to someone if they can't return it to where they purchased it.
Mark Allison's smart. Taking over our podcast.
You seriously don't have any snacks?
I'm just giving Jeff.
Oh, I got chips. That's all I got.
Oh, you have like a fourth of a bag of chips.
I thought we were going to City Barbecue.
In the bathroom, I burped.
I'll chip in for some Chinese food.
Or we could get
or
pizza.
City Barbecue.
Or pizza. Yeah.
Or City Barbecue.
Real men,
is that what you guys
do? City Barbecue doesn't deliver, okay?
They're right across the street.
What do we say?
Someone's
here?
Got a brand new Honda.
Or
that's
barbecue.
All I'm
I like barbecue.
Son of a... Oh, am I going to sit? I'll sit in the throne.
Yeah, I don't want to sit there.
Are we sharing a mic?
Back?
I think you should share a mic.
It's like Dean and Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
Maybe you two could be the new Dean and Jerry.
Yes, let's do the chips. Here we go.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
Now the black chips are.
You want to run the board? You want to run the?
Can you see us? Can you see us bouncing over there?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Check
bouncing.
1 2. Check
you
1 2.
Rolling.
Before we start counting money out, I think we need another shot of Fireball. Who's up?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
If I.
No, no. I mean, who's up and can get us a shot of Fireball?
Yeah, the woman. Is that what you just should have said?
The woman.
The woman will get it.
How about the person closest to the fridge or freezer?
I'll do it if you want. I'll do it if you want. Doesn't matter.
Okay, the black chips are a dollar because we're all scared of
black chicks. Black. Where are they coming?
The black chicks?
Oh, chicks.
Normally, they don't, about 9, 9:30.
What?
Okay, everybody's going to
get $20. Do you edit, by the way, or you just let it rip?
Huh?
Unless
she says something really bad about, well, no, unless I say something.
Like $20 worth of chips.
See, oh, look at this.
Are we playing with chips? We playing with change.
We're going to go with chips. Can you count out $20 worth of change?
Yeah.
You don't have to do 20, though. You can start with 5.
Okay.
And then say you win.
Okay.
There's 5.
No.
Is that $5?
Looks like he's got 6 there. Is that 6 or is that
5?
That's 5. 5. Let's get 5.
There's $10. Now, is the nickel, are the quarters red or?
Whose wallet is this?
Mine.
Go through it.
There's no cash.
All right. Okay.
Do people still keep condoms in their wallets? Is that still something that people do? Really?
I did that once. Nah, no one does that.
No black.
You know, I was doing a show a long time ago, and then there was a kid in the crowd, and the owners of the place were like, you know, it's like adult humor, right?
I think these are nickels.
The parents were like, yeah, that's fine. He can hear it. So as a joke,
you got $10.
I don't know what show this was, but. As a joke, I found a rubber glove, and I cut the finger off, and the kid lost his wallet somewhere in the theater, and so the owner of the theater comes up to me and says, hey, we found the kid's wallet, and I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. So I clipped a little finger off of a rubber glove, rolled it up like a little tiny little condom, and I found it, I put it inside the... The wallet. And I said, hey, by the way, we found somebody's wallet here. Let me see whose it is. And it's like,
what did his parents say?
No, they were in on it.
I've seen those.
The parents were in on it. They thought it was the funniest thing in the world. So. Not so much now, but it was.
Dimes.
I cut a finger off of the rubber glove and put it in the 14-year-old's wallet.
Shot of Fireball.
What's going on?
I'm sorry, Jeff. Were you telling a story?
I'm sorry. Were you being a dick?
I was being a dick. You know how I am. I'm always a dick when we're at the house. Ready?
Here we go.
Poker
number two,
the podcast,
Did you burp on the way in?
That's like something.
That's good. That's good.
Mark Allison, if you want to say something that's relevant, grab the mic.
My gums are on fire.
Reminds me of church, but the shot.
Does it?
All the old
you went to a really different church.
No, all the old people had big red gum.
Oh, okay.
Those are dimes.
You can raise your hand if you want to ask a question.
Sorry.
What's happening?
Jeff just did this. You want to order a pizza?
If I order a pizza,
yeah.
Will people... Eat it.
Do you
that'll be my contribution.
We'll just watch you eat it.
Yes.
He's going to buy his chips with pizza.
Are you gonna order it from Jets?
I was going to go.
Oh, no.
I feel like you know the pizza places just as well around here that Chick does, don't you?
I grew up here, yeah. I don't know.
Well, I thought you knew because you dog sit.
Huh? Oh, no, yeah.
That's a dollar.
What do you like around here pizza-wise?
I like Marcos. I'm big into the Marcos.
Oh,
lately.
I've never had Marcos.
Oh,
we
Marcos is good.
I've never had Marcos either.
I don't know if they deliver.
They deliver? Is there one near here?
Yeah, 116th and by the post office.
Don't do it. We totally trust you with this.
Right. Do it online or do it on the phone?
I can do it online.
All right.
I might call.
Who do I? Can
we
I get that
time.
To you?
We got time.
We got all the time. Because nobody has to be at work tomorrow, right?
We got nothing but time.
Do you?
Nope.
No, you guys get the week off too. Well, that's the least they can do.
Yeah.
Those are a quarter. But these should be.
Hey, I gave you $10 and have no chips.
Yeah, I know that. We're sorting out.
I hypothetically ordered a pizza and I have no chips.
Oh, that's true. Remember, he's buying his chips with pizza. He's ordering pizza for the
I still
group.
Got change.
Check.
Not there.
I'm just checking.
You have $20. You're set.
I'm set. Can I have some?
$10.
Yeah. I don't mean to be cheap, but.
The blacks are a dollar. There's $5.
This looks familiar.
The blacks are a dollar.
This used to be in my attic.
That seems the reds.
Yeah. Well, Josh had one too.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
How much are these?
There's
I want smaller bills, so it looks like I have more.
You start betting.
How much
are
oh.
Reds are a quarter.
So I have to bet.
Can we lean in?
Motherfucker,
no,
don't.
Good.
So I have to. It's always a dollar minimum.
Oh wait.
No, you're gonna get. Okay, what?
This is.
I get it.
Give me some quarter chips.
I feel a fist by breaking
out. No, you guys don't even know.
There you go. We're not gonna fight.
So is this a dollar?
I'm talking about you two.
That's a dollar. These are a quarter.
So if you give me more red ones, it'll look like I have more chips.
Well, if you want some.
Where? How much are the green ones?
The greens.
A dime.
Yes. Okay.
Greens are a dime. Blue and white are a nickel.
Oh well, so we're not playing that way, are we?
So blue and white are a nickel.
So I feel like Vibbert should get $40 worth of chips. He's buying $40 worth of pizza.
He's not bought anything yet.
I was gonna buy like an extra large.
I will not be buying $40.
You've got $10, and you gave me $20.
Why do you have
right?
a coupon?
You want some? Here, I got some money here.
No, I want to get real pizza, like not like kid yes. pizza. No.
Chuck E. Cheese.
No, I just mean like you usually order pizza for one person.
Can they bring
or
the
maybe
ball
two.
Pit here?
I'm not discriminating. Like you don't have
Jets
anybody to order pizza
the best.
With.
Okay.
Jets Pizza is really good.
What do you got?
He
Marcos?
Says Marcos.
Where's is Marcos deliver here?
I don't know.
Compare
I think
Marcos
so.
To
it's
like
on 116.
Shouldn't
you
know who delivers here?
Jets.
He only does Jets. Does Jets come
Jets.
In the rectangle?
Yeah. Jets is real good though.
Okay, but what? So how is Jets
a quarter,
better
motherfucker?
Than Marcos?
Jets has a crispy crust. It's good.
What's Marcos?
Is there a great pizza place
Marcos
in Vincennes?
Marcos,
Bob's, and I don't think they deliver here though. But I
don't
I mean,
think so. But good try. Really
why don't we call Vincennes? It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
All
right.
But what's Marcos? Tell me something good about Marcos too.
Marcos is it's cheap and it tastes good.
Okay, then no.
As
go with
as opposed
Jets.
To like a Papa
I'll help
John's.
You buy pizza. I don't want to. I want crispy. I like crispy pizza.
Oh, the crispy's good. Yeah.
Jets, go Jets.
We'll go Jets. I don't know why.
What else do they have? Do they have wings?
Okay.
I don't know.
You guys, I have an eight.
I've
today.
Only had pizza there before.
I don't know if Jets has wings or not.
I'll look. God, this is why women take care of their food.
Your thing's not doing anything.
I dropped the. Uh-oh, what happened?
No one's talking, right?
GarageBand has detected feedback.
Uh-oh.
Click off monitor.
Off.
Bingo.
Okay.
It's recording.
Hey. Hello.
Somebody, yeah, now there it is. It's very minimal.
I bought a new recorder recently.
Tell me all about it.
Don't no, I don't think I will.
Anything.
I don't think I will, and that seems very hurtful.
Is it a Zoom?
And,
is it a, what
no,
you
it's
you,
$15? Taskam or something like that?
Task?
I got 15. Right. Yeah, Taskam?
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty
you
good.
Go somewhere else.
I got 15. These are 15. I got $15 here.
Right?
I wish I did. I know zero things about
Do the sales reps ever come through the Bob and Tom area?
If they want to hear no for an answer, here's $5. Right
oh, okay.
There. Those
if
are quarters.
Anybody
these are quarters.
Yep. Yeah. So is that $20?
That's 20.
Jeff, you know how you can detect that salespeople have been through our area? You can see their slime trail.
Oh my god!
I might have said that on the air one morning.
Do they get mad? Do the sales reps ever get mad that you?
Yes.
Really mad.
Yes. As
you know,
a matter of
like
fact, I had someone get mad at me once when I talked about their
Ooh,
slime trail.
Wings.
Do you remember? Do you remember Mark? He used to sell cars on our lot. Do you remember Mark?
He no. sold cars?
He sold cars on our parking lot at the
what
radio
are you
station.
Talking about?
Was he married to a local weather girl?
No.
No, not that
no,
Mark.
Way back
okay.
before then.
Oh, okay.
Mark who?
You don't remember Mark?
But your Mark.
No, not me.
There's another Mark?
Mm.
He used to sell stuff. He used to, like,
where are you going? You're out?
Sales
He's, are you out?
Are you serious?
He got mad once when I brought that up on the air about the...
They take it really personally, but you know what? You only get pissed off if you know it's true.
You know what?
That's what my dad always said.
Jay-Z Salinger says.
Were you talking about me? And I go,
Yeah. And then what does he say?
You
Nothing.
Know what? J.D. Salinger. Morons hate it when you call them morons. Okay.
Do we have cigars? I feel like I should have brought cigars.
I know,
we
right?
We should
send Vibbert out for some cigars.
Where'd he go? I think he left.
No, let's not.
I believe
like
he said the hell
work.
With this place. And then,
okay.
Okay, we need to give.
No, my dad sold was a sales rep. He was sold advertising for 24 years for a radio station.
Yeah, but not at our radio station.
No, in Columbus.
Yeah,
Columbus. I secretly wanted to be a DJ there.
Oh God,
that explains a lot.
It wasn't that big a secret, Jeff.
But I told my dad once. He goes, "You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that."
No.
And I go, "Why?
You don't want to be that."
I was a DJ. I will beat and his
was.
Ass.
And he said was. He said was. What do you call yourself now?
I was a DJ.
You are a radio personality.
I'm a personality.
You are a personality.
You are a radio fucking hero.
You go for a jog?
Why did you change shirts?
Was that an extra small? What is that?
You guys, I checked. I did high air conditioner all the way here because I was afraid for pitters.
Pitting out?
Yeah, a little bit. I got nervous because I don't play poker.
Here's $15.
And I keep giving me fucking fireball.
There's $15.
Fucking fireball.
We need change, right? Or are we just going to bet quarters all the time?
I gave you change.
The red
gave
ones
you nine
are quarters,
ones.
Right?
Right.
And these are dollars. Okay.
Cause you, is green the dime? Is green dime?
Wait a minute, hold it. We need like dimes and nickels.
Are you comfortable with quarter bets over there?
Everybody's gonna bet a dime.
I do very well.
B train, yeah.
Everybody's gonna bet a dime. The green ones
I'm
are
supposed
dimes,
to do right? your podcast this week, aren't I?
Yes.
Okay. what day works for you?
I'm not sure. I'll have to talk to my co-host.
I gotta get my nails did tomorrow.
Okay, I'll talk to my co-host. She's in charge.
How's your co-host doing?
She's doing well.
No,
she's doing well.
A while
yeah, last
just
night.
For
yep.
fun. But I have to get my nails done tomorrow.
She's
getting,
cute as shit.
I'm getting.
Yeah,
she's cute.
I don't like her at all. No, I'm kidding. I love Caitlin. Caitlin's the best.
But you make a good co-host if you're not attracted to him.
No, I'm not
it's
attracted.
It's the opposite
to,
of what chick does.
I'm
good
not attracted.
Motherfucker. I will kill everyone at this table and bury you in the backyard.
No, Caitlin's the best. We get along really well.
Is she super tall?
15?
Yep. Yeah. Her boyfriend and her sold merch this week, so that
19.
That was good.
Oh, how did your show go?
19. It couldn't have gone better.
To bring our listeners up to speed, you opened for Pat McAfee at his first.
That should be a dollar.
What would you call it? His first
stand-up show, I guess?
Solo
I
stand-up.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done stuff with Bob and Tom before, but this was a solo,
yeah.
Like a one-man show, Pat McAfee.
It was...
And you opened for him.
Right. It was amazing. It was a lot of fun. It was amazing.
Yeah. How many people? Both shows sold out.
1,300 each show.
Yeah, so 2,600, right?
Yeah.
I did some math.
Good math.
Some
math.
Good
math.
Good math.
Huh? Right?
See, you almost majored in math, but instead you're a comedian.
Oh, yes,
good job.
Exactly.
But no, so the show...
So tell me.
Okay, so the first show, very nervous. Very nervous.
Yeah.
As you should be, right?
It went all right. It went very well. You couldn't tell I was nervous on stage, or so I was told.
Have you ever been in front of that many people?
The most I was in front of was like 380 in a high school gym at one time.
He just
1,300. Yeah, you're coming in late.
Both shows sold out 1,300, and it was at the Palladium, and that's not intimidating at all.
Yeah,
no.
That's a great name, by the way.
I'm gonna need a koozie. Go ahead.
Driving up is just intimidating, just because it's just a massive building. It looks very fancy.
It is scary.
Yeah,
Carmel's scary.
Did you have a Jeff Vibbert parking spot?
I did not. No, I had to park in the parking garage because like all the parking spots are taken. You can go park in the garage and go. Okay.
See, that's why we should have gone. We should have gone and taken Jeff Vibbert signage and held it up and be like, Jeff.
I tried
Jeff,
to get everybody
Jeff,
to go.
Jeff,
I could,
Jeff.
And then I got.
That's a
invited.
Fucking lie. We got invited and you said no. We're not going.
No. We got invited 2 days before the event. I might have to cut this part out.
Yeah, it is.
Scal.
And back to your big show.
I want
to
hear about it.
So the second night, my Buick, my grandma's Buick, is parked out on the loading docks, and they go, "Yeah, you're gonna have to move that back."
Wait,
so,
is she trolling the docks? What is she doing?
No,
is she?
No.
She has.
He's driving the Buick.
Okay.
Let him tell the story.
She has dementia,
so she doesn't have her car.
Right.
She still does.
She thinks she does. She thinks she's married to President Truman, and she's driving a Buick.
I hope you have her picture like right there by the speedometer.
She was an awful grandma. She's crazy.
I had one of those too, so I'm with you.
Grandma Betty, who died, so thanks for bringing that up. She,
Grandma Betty was the best grandma.
She's a saint, yeah, and I miss her very much. But anyways, back
everybody
to the fun part.
Everybody has to.
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
But no, I had to back up for Adam Vinatieri and Robert Mathis, which was, I was like, I'll move my car. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
But I was telling
And they
chick,
pulled in their Escalades and their Mercedes.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Was it both?
Yep.
Which one?
There was a BMW, there was an Escalade. There was a couple of Mercedes out there. Oh. There was a Tesla. It was I was out.
Who had the Tesla?
Well, Pat drives a Tesla.
Oh, Pat got a Tesla. You got to ride in Pat's Tesla.
I've ridden in Pat's Tesla.
Is it nice?
But okay, this is where Chick.
One, two, three, four.
Should check out.
This is where I need Chick.
We need Chick here.
Okay, go.
Hold on, he's counting. One thing at a time.
I'm cashing in chips.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Mm. So, 30 seconds before I go out on stage, they have the countdown going.
Right. Who was the stage manager backstage? Joni?
No. Jeff. His name was Jeff.
Oh, so he worked for the venue.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice guy. Very nice.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Sorry. Easy, everybody.
Jeff Bodart and I are being held back right now.
Okay, go.
So, 30 seconds before I go on stage, Adam Vinatieri arrives at the venue. Pat's manager or whatever, Andy, very nice guy, great, he's the best.
Yeah.
Is taking Adam Vinatieri and his wife to his seats.
Sure.
And Adam Vinatieri is telling a story to Andy, and he's talking about Pat, and he goes, "All right, funny guy, say something funny.
To you.
But he's looking right at me.
But he's not talking to you.
But he's not talking to me.
Oh.
And Adam Vinatieri is my childhood hero.
Right.
I would die for that man.
Yeah.
And I found out. We'll leave that out.
Oh, I thought you were like a punter fan.
No.
Or a, what is the Adam Vinatieri, kicker?
Kicker,
punter?
Yeah.
Sorry, I suck at life. Suck. Oh, that's
probably
true.
Probably the greatest kicker of all time. First ballot Hall of Famer.
Sure.
But
yeah.
Andy and them walk by, and Andy just looks at him and goes, "You just turned that kid's world upside down." He thought you were heckling him. So I got heckled by Adam Vinatieri in a way.
Oh.
My childhood hero, right before I went on stage. But that's
kind of a good.
Oh, it was cool. It was amazing.
Not 30 seconds before showtime, but it would have been cool.
No, yeah, it went well. My mom was there. She loved it.
Your mom
murdered
the shrimp.
Oh, she, again.
I tell that story so often and show that picture so much.
I sent a picture to Chick the first night of a shrimp tray, and I go, "Alert the authorities. Karen's on her way.
Yeah. Karen's going
to I just told that story today and had to look it up on your Facebook. I need to just save the picture.
Yeah, you should.
It's great. I love you, but I want to have your parents on our podcast.
Oh.
Would they come?
Oh, Karen would.
But you'd what about to, your hippie
what about
dad?
Dr. Vibber?
He's probably out partying.
I don't know.
Last night, my dad came to the show. And
so your parents came on separate nights?
Yeah, because my mom had to go to Atlanta with her dad.
Long story. Gotcha.
Total bullshit.
But yeah, no, my dad started, he was drinking, and he got a little too comfortable and got really excited and was pointing at people. And was, "Hey, you, yeah, yeah." And it was like, "Dad, I will kick you out of here."
Like, yes.
But no, okay, so this is the last thing I will say on this podcast. One of the assistants for the production crew.
Sure.
Her name was, we'll not say it on this podcast.
Okay.
She's a Sunday girl. You bring her to church on Sunday. She's adorable, cute. She was standing on the, I'm on the on deck circle. I'm about to walk on a stage.
On deck.
And she'd stand there.
Sure.
First night, I didn't really acknowledge her. Second night, I knew I wanted to marry her. So before I went on stage, I look at her and I go, "Let's do this." And I walked out on stage.
Right.
I didn't have the, I was like, "I'm going to ask her out to drinks tonight."
Sure.
Didn't have the balls to do that because I'm a pussy. And
it was a Sunday.
I ended up getting her number from a person that wasn't her. So what do I text her? Do I text her at all?
Oh.
Well, you should probably let her know you want a finger banger or something.
Fuck you, Jeff.
In the words of Seth Rogen, when's the next Olympics? That's when you call her.
What'd you say?
The next Olympics.
2016. Right?
No.
18?
Here's what you do.
Wait, was that rude? Was that rude? I was just kidding.
If you ever say finger bang on the podcast,
I guess my 12-year-old son won't be listening to this podcast.
Sorry.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with this.
You can cut it out.
Sorry. Yeah, there is a lot of things wrong with saying
it. It's fine.
There's nothing wrong with doing it. There's a million things wrong with saying it.
I wouldn't have.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it.
It's a fine line.
Should
okay,
be
there's
like,
a, I'm sorry.
Like
I'm sorry.
A, like a just, panty dance or something. There's a million other words you could say. Hey.
Just like
You want to know what I would have done?
I like panty dance, and I just came up with that by myself. Panty dance. A little panty dance.
That's pretty good. I'm going to high five you on that
a little
one.
Panty
that was pretty
dance.
Good.
All right, let's
you know what I would have done to her? Respected her.
Because
that's what she
was
for respect. You guys are making me sweaty. What did she do? What was her job on there?
Be adorable, I think.
Oh, there you go.
You are so fun.
Have you told her she's adorable yet? You should tell her she's adorable.
See, I don't know if she's being nice to me because
it was
her job.
Is she old enough to say you're adorable? Because
no,
if you told me I was adorable, I'd go, fuck you.
No.
No, I know you would never say it.
She was an angel.
Is that bad? Is that rude?
That's why I say she's adorable.
It depends on age, I think.
Oh, okay.
No. She was probably my age.
Oh, yeah, that's,
then you're fine. What are you, 12?
Yeah.
Yes, she was probably 11. Sounds legal, right?
There you go.
Totally fine.
Oh, my God.
No. No, but what was her job? I'm trying to get you a
she
way to
She was an assistant
her.
To someone, but the
She was an assistant?
The person that she was assisting had a funeral to go to. Very depressing, I'm sorry. And she filled
wait
in
a minute,
for her. And
wait a minute, I've had like five.
That's so hot.
Vibbert was here first, so we had two
a couple
shots?
Two, yeah.
Two.
And we had another one when they got here.
We had four.
I could have sworn. What did you just say?
She had a funeral. The
funeral.
Her boss had a funeral.
Yeah.
She was filling
Are
in.
Are we supposed to do another
But I'm just saying, could you text her and be like, hey, I left my Detroit hat at the venue.
See, that's what I said. I go, hey, did I leave the lights on in my dressing room?
Oh. Did you text her?
No, not yet.
Oh.
It's the Costanza thing. You leave something behind.
Hey.
I used to do that with the girl.
I know. You could text her and say, hey, do you listen to the OTA podcast?
Should we text her right now? No. I'm not going to text her about the OTA podcast.
Yeah, text her right now.
Just ask her what's up.
Hey, we met backstage at the
What's up,
babe?
Hey, or I could text her from your phone and be like, bitch, who's this?
Oh.
No. Oh. I respect her.
That's no, I mean like I was your girlfriend and I had stole your phone.
Oh.
Yeah. Bad idea. Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
No. We don't want to bring drama into this right away.
Are you up for a finger bang? How about that?
Fucking say it one more time. Fucking say it one more time.
Finger bang. Ow! Oh, dead leg.
Dead leg.
Ow!
No. You could do that, or...
Bodard, what? I'm wiping it off.
He's spilling fire.
Do you know what her... Is this her, like, her real gig job?
Yeah.
Like, legit.
Yeah, no, she's... Apparently, she's incredibly smart.
Who?
This very beautiful,
this
adorable person.
This baby angel.
This baby angel.
I know her angel. I know her angel.
What's her name? I know she's an angel.
A baby angel.
You can call her
angel.
I think that's what she texted her. Hey, sweet baby angel.
Isn't that
Wait a
song?
You didn't tell me you fell in love. Are you in love?
I'm in love. I fall hard.
You fall hard and fall quick.
When I interview for a
God.
Job, they go, "What's your biggest weakness?" I love too much. That's it.
God, if she has a puppy, you are so fucked.
That's what happened to the last one.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I can't tell you. I can't recreate his face when I said the girls are at camp and getting their hair did.
Oh, you were disappointed, weren't you?
Yeah, but
you
at the same
hardly
time,
came here for
their little
us.
Scarves.
Oh, when they come up with scarves, it's worth it. It's worth it.
I love those.
See, you know how you feel about the dogs, the lady dogs.
She's right behind.
I feel the opposite.
It's opposite.
100% the opposite.
Jess makes this noise when they jump up on her.
No! Don't touch me! Get off!
See, when they jump up on me, I grab them and we wrestle on the ground. Like,
yeah.
Fireball!
Because you don't have children yet.
Here we go.
I have a lady dog.
What's her name?
Betsy. I shouldn't do another one of these.
Betsy?
Why not? Shouldn't you? Your bed's right in there.
Night-night. Oh, you guys should be roommates.
I don't know. Why not?
Well, because he's young and that would be weird.
I pay rent.
I pay rent.
$1,000 a month.
I'm in.
It seems steep. I know what the pay grade is over there.
Okay, straight seven.
Here. What's that mean?
Dollar Annie.
I have no idea.
Dealer puts in a dollar.
I'm all in.
You stop it. No,
what?
Don't go all in yet.
Oh.
Two down. Two down. Four up.
That's Bessie with an elephant on her head.
Two down.
What is she?
Four up, one down.
Border Terrier.
Nothing wild but the dealer.
Oh. In the Benji face. That's what I was going to say. Oh.
Are they?
That's
yeah, threes
that's
are
good.
Dog.
And she's
a dime. Good luck to everybody who doesn't have dimes.
What happened to the dollar, though? Do we spin out? We don't have to call that? We don't have to?
So do you have to deal? Did you get dealer high? I don't know what that means.
I just started dealing.
Okay, then what does this mean?
Are we
going to
do this the whole time?
No.
Probably.
I'll catch on quick. It's the dealing that I get confused.
Two down. Two in the hole. Four up, one down. Seven cards tied.
No, you're going to have to speak Jess. That does fucking nothing.
We're going
to
have
Do I need to do anything right now?
Right now you need to call a dime bet is what you need to do.
What is this one?
That's a dollar.
Is that your mom or
well,
your wife?
Well, you wouldn't
mom.
Give me fucking change, so all I have is a dollar.
Well, hang on.
What's this one, a quarter?
That's a quarter.
What do you want to give me?
Give me a black one.
You give me 10 of these.
And I'll give you 10
I'm not
green.
Sure if you're familiar
that?
With math. Here you want some dimes day. Too?
I'm probably going to have some dimes.
Get some dimes.
Okay,
like
this
one?
Way
yeah.
To piss me off, Mark Allison.
She is sweet.
Aww.
I love those ears. Those are good ears.
You know, we can make $1 million if we just get her going. Her little owl that she does.
You have
YouTube. Yeah,
that's
my dollar.
Too. That's his dollar. He needs dimes. Because apparently that's what we're doing here.
That's fine.
Is that
Yeah, he gets bad if he doesn't.
No, that's the black power fist.
Or if he doesn't have his glasses on, hey.
Don't listen to her.
If he doesn't have his glasses on, sometimes he does send the poop on accident. So don't. It's not above him.
Let's
go get tattoos after this.
I'm feeling pretty. Yeah, I already got one in mind.
You do?
Yeah,
I do too.
6'10".
Yeah,
I'm TVN. I'm filling in mine.
Ace, that's gonna go first. Five of clubs, unless I pair up. Two diamonds.
Wait, is that yours?
This is
me.
Hers.
This is those. We're two are yours.
Your bet, Jeff.
So what?
I have 16.
What am I?
Our
five best. What am I supposed to do here? I don't understand.
Know.
This is.
Just tell me.
I thought we were playing Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em.
I was
yeah.
wrong.
Oh, stop. I don't know how to play Texas Hold'em.
You're gonna play
we're not going to play.
Cards.
We're going to seven card stud.
These two that are down or the five that are up?
Seven. Oh, okay.
Is that like flush royal flush?
And this
flush?
Is a risk.
Yeah.
We allowed to look at these? We can look at these?
I live dangerously, Mark Allison.
What are we going to do with these?
And what are we supposed to do?
We're betting.
This isn't shit.
That's the poker hand at the end with all seven cards. Two of them are hidden. But you can play the five that are up or the two that are hidden. You can play any combination of
five that are up. What five that are up?
We're going to get three more each.
Okay, oh,
go.
We are.
Deal.
Jeff,
so right now you have
up
ace
to you.
Three.
Okay.
So
well, I'm.
You're going to bet a dime?
I'm going to bet a dime.
Can I fold?
No. Yes. Well, you can if you want.
You can fold.
Thank you, Mark.
If you want to ruin the podcast, go ahead and fold.
You want to ruin
Vibbert, are you
texting?
Are you
texting?
Emailing that beautiful baby? What's going
they
on?
They call no. me Angel.
I'm working out. I'm working out some checks right now. And then,
no, he's ordering jet.
Yeah, no, because I bet in order. Okay.
Okay, go. Now what do I do?
Here we go.
I didn't bet.
Ace. Oh.
Okay. I won't.
No.
I won't.
Nothing?
I won't.
I'm not good with my left
ace
hand.
High
feels...
Ace high 10.
Six.
Does that mean anything?
No, not yet.
Fuck.
Ace 10, you're high.
Do these two more right. aces help me?
Is this
something?
Bet again?
Bet again. Or you can check.
No, I don't want to check. Keep going.
Okay.
Give me more cards.
All right.
She has two aces.
Dime.
No.
I'll
folding already? All right.
I'll throw in a dime, even though I'm not going to win.
Vibbert,
but
you,
I just want to see how this goes.
You mad at Adam Vinatieri? How much better can it get?
I'm guessing it can.
I could have died last night in a car accident. I would be okay right now.
But sure. What's the quarterback that's so cute? Wouldn't you want to meet him too?
Tom Brady?
Mm-hmm. I'd meet him.
What about Andrew Luck?
I'd meet Andrew Luck too.
So Andrew Luck wasn't there?
I'd meet a lot of guys, I guess.
Andrew Luck wasn't.
That sounded weird.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
You think he
or are you gonna fold?
Doesn't go out just because he knows he's gonna get
for a dime
mobbed.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
You're
makes
folding.
Sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Then flip your cards over so we know.
Yeah.
Two diamonds.
God damn it.
I had a pair.
Two diamonds, ace high. Does that mean anything? He said he was folding.
This is my eight, right?
I meant flip over all of your cards. The other way.
Yeah,
he folded, so I meant flip them all over the
you
other
direction. Yeah, you can't flip them over if you're
folding.
He's working on it, I hope. Or texting some ass. Those are your two options right
texting
now.
Texting some
fucking
ass.
Fucking Vibbert.
Oh, that's...
What's next?
Wow, you're really...
Ace 10, you're high.
Ace
no,
10,
ace
I'm...
king. Bodart's high.
God damn it, Bodart.
Yep.
That's why I didn't want to come.
Let's go... What?
What?
Attend is what you meant.
Let's go that thing. Quarter.
I meant show up.
I've never thrown away two pair for a quarter. There you go.
I'm out.
Huh? You're out?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Down and dirty. There it is right there.
Last one's down. Okay. No one said anything about that.
Got somebody knows what the fuck is going on. All right.
Is
this like Euchre?
Why'd you turn that up?
He didn't.
Did I turn it up?
No, this was...
Four up.
What's going on?
We're up three down.
Oh, all right.
Are you betting?
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet another quarter.
I'll call. I got a pair.
What would Jesus do?
He has a pair.
You have a pair?
How high is your pair?
I don't have a pair.
I have a pair of fours.
I don't have anything.
Huh?
No. Ace king.
Ace king.
Ace king.
I win.
No, you don't.
What do you mean? I got a pair of fours.
I've got a pair. His pair beats anything that I got. I just want to see how it went. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Your deal.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Good
so
job.
So far, this is perfect for
yes,
the podcast.
Is that turning you on, him winning?
No. Nope. Okay.
These are good cards.
I'm feeling pretty good from that.
Fireball?
Okay.
From
here's
behind a,
I feel.
By the way, Jeff Bozart just got a brand new Honda Cross.
Cross Tour.
It's a 2012, and it's brand new to him. Huh? What I say?
You said Bozart.
Bozart.
A couple drinks. You get updates throughout.
I try not to.
I can't Bozart. Help it. I can't help it.
Bozart. Like, hey, I'm feeling a little drunk right now.
Feeling pretty good.
Throughout the evening, he'll tell you.
I can't. I don't know why. I've done that since I was 21.
Dollar in the corner.
Yeah, but you have your own theme song.
I do.
That's a great theme song.
Is that a dollar?
That's 25 cents.
That's a quarter. No.
I have to give a dollar?
Put a black one in. Yeah.
Why?
Because that's what you ante when you deal.
That's not true.
That is true. No, not you. Just the dealer.
Everybody ante.
No.
The dealer.
Just the dealer.
Everybody big blind, little blind.
Everybody should ante if we're playing poker. Everybody antes. That's how you win money. Everybody ante.
Okay, good. Are we still recording over there? Are we still recording?
Yeah, the thing's still going.
They're moving.
You ever watch Coco? Everybody antes, and that's how you generate money in the pot because everybody's.
You know how to make antifreeze, don't you? Hide her nightgown.
You take off.
I went to high school with a kid who was just at the World Series of Poker. A kid. We're the same age, 34 years old.
Jason Kolk.
Kalkin. Hashtag Kalkin. That's what we thought we'd start, new pal, but it didn't catch on. Anyway,
have you finished like eight? Did you grow up there?
Yeah, you have cousins there.
Well, yeah. Well, I did.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people.
You have family there.
Are
family.
Yeah, I do. Somebody a new pal.
Yeah, I'll quickly find something related to new pal. It's small, but we're mighty.
But you were there. Like that's where you were from and born.
Like 93.
I just googled the website.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Pizza,
so long time.
And,
long time.
Long time.
Sorry, that's probably bad.
So can I say something that involves my car purchase?
Sure.
I don't know that it's incriminating or it's bad.
For the dealership?
You can edit it out. You can edit it out if it's bad.
You're just making more work, Jeff. Just making more work.
I'm sorry. All right. Never mind.
Is it bad?
Is it bad for the dealership or you?
It might be bad for me.
Oh, for you then.
Hey, chick, what's your address?
No.
6161
Fall Creek Road, Indianapolis 46220.
Give me the time on this.
Hang on.
That's not right.
For those of you listening, there's just been an edit.
Huh? Oh, here we go.
Chick is now typing in the address so that none of you listeners will know exactly where he lives.
How did you get the number?
6161 Fall Creek Ave, 46205.
I'm worried about where my butt's sweaty.
Hey, when does the state fair start?
Hey.
August 1st.
Ooh.
You should go to the state fair the first Saturday of the state
August
fair.
August 8th.
August 8th, the OTA podcast will be broadcasting live.
Oh, really?
I will be there front row with my son Patrick.
Patrick!
After we see your podcast, we are going to go to the Pork Barn and get pork burgers.
Oh.
I'm not sure how they make pork burgers,
but
they do, and they're delicious.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go.
And after that, you have to go to
zip
the
code?
Papa George Heroes.
Okay.
Papa George Heroes.
Sorry, yeah.
Went to the sixth grade dance with Petro's Papa George. And they said,
really?
Yes. If you need to. Hey, how do I deal this?
Did he finger bang you?
Two down, one.
Actually, no.
Two down, one.
Actually, no.
No. look, he just
didn't go.
He's getting all red over there.
Fucking thing else.
Hey.
There's a lot of time we have to edit out of this.
So my grandma passed away. Is that the grandma you got the Buick from?
No, she has dementia.
No, that's the one of the dementia that doesn't love us.
Does she know you have the car? Does she know you have the car?
Does she know you have the car?
Again, she thinks Truman has the car. She thinks he's driving it.
He went to the grocery store. How do I deal this? 3-3-3-3-3-2-3? Two down?
Yeah, two down. Down. No. Not like Euchre.
One.
Cut. You cut?
Yep.
Okay.
Do we need Chris Miller here at all?
Don't touch him. Yeah, that's what we need. Chris Miller.
It's not the first time we said that to him.
35 minutes of this podcast is going to be a lot of big edit point.
One.
Okay, now we can
up.
Bang. Oh!
One,
bang.
Damn it.
One, bang.
Woo! Oh. Woo!
Stop.
up, Jeff. We're going quarter.
Finger bang.
Here's a quarter. Call someone. Who cares?
I hate you so much right now.
Okay, you know what? Everybody else said finger bang when I
finger
got
bang,
to me.
Finger bang! Finger bang! Finger bang!
Do you like finger blast better?
Can we respect women on this podcast?
This is going to be the finger bang podcast. Is what this.
I hate you.
Do you know? Do you know that when I showed up and I saw the microphones, I thought, this isn't a good idea. This isn't a good idea.
What?
What kind of pizza do we want?
Finger bang!
Pizza, and we want wings, and we'll give you money.
We want an 8-corner.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
We need an 8-corner and like 20 wings.
8-corner and 20 wings.
And buffalo wings.
Don't
be a pussy.
Don't say the word that Jess doesn't like. Say clitoral massage.
That's worse.
Clitoral. Is that worse?
You guys stop. But when you say finger bang, all I think of is Comedy Central, South Park. Remember, South Park. I'm going to finger bang, bang, bang.
That
bang.
Was the name of the boy band.
Yes.
Finger bang.
Speaking of things that make you laugh, Ted 2. Did you see Ted 2?
Did you like it?
Oh, my God. I laughed my ass off.
Did you laugh hard?
I.
Chick is overly critical of movies. You know this,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, that's not true. Okay, that is
That's
true.
A little true.
Did no, you like
I,
it?
I was surprised how much I liked it.
You didn't take my kids to Ted 2, did you?
Oh, yeah, we went.
Okay.
No, we went to see the good movies. We went to see...
Minions.
Inside Out and Minions.
Inside Out and Minions.
Did you see how much money Minions made?
Minions.
$115 million over the weekend.
Whoa.
Did it really?
Yeah, second
huge.
Biggest animated opening.
Oh, my
opening
gosh.
I like... Because of Patrick Warburton.
Uh-huh.
Do you know those two guys? Were those two guys who were dressed up like those two guys?
Patrick Warburton?
Patrick Warburton and his boyfriend.
Yeah.
They were...
Was that really Worf?
Yeah.
That was the real Worf?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, not only was it the Tick, it was the real Worf.
No!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's badass.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's like they did that for me. They put him in the Tick suit.
Did you laugh?
You guys need a little snapshot of Chick's brain. There it was right there. They did that for him.
Did you laugh as hard as I did when they're talking about going to the improv and they're thrown
9/11.
9/11. Yeah, we're giving the tools to make it funny. Make it funny, man.
You
we're
people
giving the
are horrible. Yeah. No, I laughed really hard when you go. You thirst? Huh?
What's on the pizza?
Go crazy, man.
Meat magic.
Meat lovers.
Anything.
Meat lovers.
Put some meatloaf on there.
I could eat some mushrooms or something.
Add mushrooms.
Do you guys like mushrooms?
I do.
Anything. Yeah, I like anything.
You hate them?
No, I like anything.
Especially those mushrooms you find underneath cows that make you like really crazy. Those kind of mushrooms.
I'm just glad you didn't say finger bang because I was like cringed. I was like,
well, no. You keep saying it though.
Yeah, but when I say it, it sounds more like a guy than when you guys
and you're
say
off,
it.
You're off mic too when you're saying
sorry.
It.
Sorry. Can you get us like some lapel mics? What do they call those?
Lavalier?
Lavaliers.
Ooh. Lavaliers.
Such a great word, by the way.
Lavaliers. That sounds Lavalier. Like something I should drink like a goblet.
It's a great,
like a
it's a great word.
A goblet and
Ernie,
a lavalier.
Ernie Lavalier. By the way, I'm going to say this. I think.
Can we stop
bam.
You?
This is deep.
Like a well?
You were meant, by the way, to work for the job that you have. I
right.
Think. I think he was
I
meant
agree.
To.
I 100%
when he
agree.
Was passing through town, saw the billboard. I was thinking about this on the way here. When
yeah.
you were driving through the area, the
yeah.
metro area, you
yeah.
saw like the sign, the billboard.
Yeah.
I think you were meant to see that sign. I think you were meant to pass
cosmic.
Through. Oh yeah. I'm
yeah, but you're
I'm
psychic.
Very deep in that
you're
stuff.
You're psychic too.
I've been working on it too, by the way. But I
you have
I
to
think
practice
by the
it.
Way when you're up and down, I think it's only it's not you. I think it to me and my sort of feeling, I think it's only because you're picking up on a lot of other people.
I would go there.
Other people's moods because I think he Chick McGee is
takes
sensitive.
On, takes on energy that's not his.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I feel incredible pain 24 hours a day.
I think you feel other people's that's not yours.
This could have been these past couple days.
Is that
days.
Too deep? Can I say that?
No. This past couple days physically
exhausting.
Exhausted me. Wore me the fuck
because
out.
It's not you though.
No.
I don't think it's you.
And I don't want to tell you why.
It was me. It was you can say it. Who cares?
No, it was her and Addie. It just wore me out. I could feel what they were going
okay.
to, and it wore me the fuck out.
Like, we're talking sleeping like 12 hours at a time.
Really? Mm-hmm. You need to get some rose quartz or get some...
I know what you
a,
need to get.
It's a stone with what's called...
little finger banging.
Little finger banging.
some pussy.
What you, I do, I just kind of lay out, get, and then I attack.
Go to a particular store that I've taken you to and get what's called druzy.
Right here.
Oh, yeah.
Druzy. I wear it all the time. I don't have it on the day, but I druzy. It's good stuff. It clears you
up. Is that like drinky? Because he wears that a lot. No? Okay.
What does that do for you?
It repels negative energies and entities.
You could use that, especially when you're in the studio.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
You hear what I'm saying? I hear what you're saying.
People are going to think I'm the weirdest asshole here, but
I'm not.
But rose quartz, by the way, also is like
you,
fills you with
Who's
love.
This rose quartz?
It attracts
What's
love into your life.
What's her fucking problem?
So I've been trying to teach him about chakras.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I got my chakra over there.
Oh, by the way, I've got a needle chick. What do they call that? Acupuncture. I got an acupuncture chick.
Needle chick is very different.
It's a different. It's a different
chick,
thing.
Needle dick. Needle.
I got an acupuncture hookup. If you want an acupuncture hookup,
I got one too.
Where did Vibber go? Did he leave?
He's on food duty right now.
Have you heard about what's going on?
Is it Waka Flocka?
Flocka. Oh, it's bad.
What's flocking?
What's flocka?
What's Flocka?
Isn't he a rapper?
Oh, like the rapper Flocka.
No, like no. The bad drug Flocka. Like,
oh, no.
They hit and start running around.
Like
and
Molly?
Like,
no, I heard of it. I think I saw a video on this.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. What is it? What is it? It has to be a combination drug,
it's
right?
It's made in China. It's a synthetic drug, and right. It's starting to hit the U.S., and it's really, really bad.
Really bad, like death bad?
Like Brevard County's had 35 deaths.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. Just based in like the last 12 months. Well, it's
Brevard
in
Brevard County,
Florida, okay. But it's in Illinois, Kentucky,
so
Ohio, California, Texas.
I might have to look this up.
It's
not
bad.
To try, but
30
minutes.
Boom.
Well, you failed. Leave. Just kidding. So where are we with it? What do I do with the cards next?
It's Bodart's bet.
Bodart.
Oh, okay.
Why is there a quarter?
Hey, you can put your phone
I think
anywhere.
I put a quarter in there and said, I bet a quarter.
A quarter?
Yeah, thank you.
Bibs is in.
I'm in.
I got to do this?
Yep.
Is then you throw a card up for each of us.
Then,
ready?
Then you get Bodart card up.
Oh, card up. Oh, it's a four, everybody. A four.
Nine, five, eight.
Pair it up. Two fives. Ah.
Face card, y'all. No, fuck. I got a two.
Hey,
it's your bet, player.
We're gonna go dollar.
I'm missing a card.
Dollar.
Come on.
Okay. All right. Maybe not then.
Are you sure?
I think I'm.
Let's go quarter.
I think I'm missing a card.
I just got reprimanded for betting.
Wait a minute. Hold it. That's not okay.
Woo!
Wait a minute.
It was from the bottom.
Throw me in.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Okay.
Well, whose nine is that?
Another red.
Wait,
that was
whose
your
is
nine?
That?
That is your nine.
Why is it in the middle?
That's Bodart's king.
I'm out.
No,
no, that's Bodart's.
No,
it's Bodart's king.
We're good.
I wouldn't pass it up.
He will get the king.
He will from the bottom.
Yeah. He should get the king. Yeah, he should get the king.
What would Jesus do? Probably get him the king.
He gets an up.
He's the king of kings.
He is the king of kings.
Pocket
Wait a minute.
Nines.
You have a pair of nines?
Pocket nines.
Do we have face cards
no,
in here?
Face up.
Yeah, no.
Can I look at these?
Am I allowed to bet another quarter?
You bet your best five cards.
Just so it's not a dollar. It's a friendly fucking game. Okay.
Wait, you can look at those cards face down? Yeah.
You guys, this isn't real poker, is it?
Huh?
This doesn't feel like real poker. I thought I was supposed to ask for like two
And
cards.
When you say poker, ha? Ha?
Finger banger.
Okay, one of you is married and the rest of you are nothing, so shut up.
Wait a minute. Oh, yes, you are married.
Oh.
Congratulations.
And she's beautiful.
Yeah, right? Yeah, good job.
And she's childer.
Beautiful.
Well, I will be married soon, but that's...
Oh, yeah, but she doesn't know yet, so...
She doesn't know.
Yeah,
What's
you
her
should
name?
Probably wait.
Emily? What is
okay,
it?
Okay, and the last one is... Down.
Jessica.
The last one is
how old is she your age? Sydney. Kaylee. Kylie. Killy.
Dakota.
What? Is it start with a K? They all start
is
with
Is it
K's.
Brittany?
Minute,
My ex-girlfriend started with a K. She's
they
dead to me.
Do.
Start with an A?
A?
No.
Not that one.
B.
Middle.
12.
Middle of the alphabet.
M.
Nope.
N.
But it's its partner. Yes.
Ooh. Card Nancy.
Down. Card down. Nancy?
I know, it's terrible. Would you ever date anybody named Nancy?
I might
Fuck
date Nancy.
No.
I would. I named my car, not Nancy, but I named my car. Somebody asked me, and they go, hey, did you name your car? I'm like, I didn't know what I was supposed to.
Are we doing this again?
Barbara. No. Going Barbara.
Card down.
That's a terrible.
Is it?
Down.
That's a bush.
Card down.
Yeah. Give him a card face down.
Down.
Yep. Can I look at that?
Yep. Wait a minute. No, that one goes up.
No,
Mark is the
card.
Only
no,
one.
No. They're four up and one down. The seven card stud. These
wait, but
you,
we have...
I'm one up, I'm two up, I'm three up.
Oh. Ooh, I got a pair of twos.
Oh!
I got a bunch of nothing.
I got a pair of twos.
You got a pair of fives.
I got a pair of fives. I'll bet. Quarter!
Get your face.
Quarter!
I fold.
We're not going to be able to use any
of
this.
I'm done, right?
You know that, right?
I call.
Quarter? Quarter? Okay.
Hey,
now.
Is this like euchre where I can look at what you guys have folded down?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Okay,
down.
And now card down.
Card down. Oh, I didn't know that I had another card.
You had like eight more cards.
Wait a minute.
Damn
she can unfold. You can unfold.
No, because if we didn't used to do it, you wouldn't let me unfold.
Unfold. I don't care.
Okay. Let me make sure I show you guys what I had.
Were you allowed to see what you had? I don't know that we're allowed to see what you had yet.
No, not yet, but I can.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
You never
still not worth it, guys. Still not worth it. But you play five cards, right?
Right. You play your five best cards. And apparently we got like a pair of nines, a pair of fives, a pair of...
Have we done a fireball yet?
Something? We've done a couple. Let's wait till the food comes.
We've done three.
Okay.
Tell me when I can go.
Jeff, it's your bet.
Wait a minute. Did you unfold?
Yeah, I unfolded.
I'm gonna,
all of a sudden, you unfolded. You need a card up.
There you go. Quarter. I put a quarter in.
Quarter to you, Jeff. Quarter in. I'm going to fold because I got nothing. A bunch of mole shit.
I think this is all wrong. I'm going to fold too. I think I did it all wrong.
All right. Who has the best hand?
She's going to fold twice.
Whoever has the best hand gets the pot.
Two times.
And unveil.
Two pair. Fives and threes.
Son of a bitch.
Ooh. Nines,
chick
wins.
God
a
damn
pair
it.
Of fours.
Nothing,
motherfuckers.
Chick wins again. You
Bam!
Are a fucking gangster.
Ugh!
Breaking
feels,
the money.
Make it hell. Rain.
This feels what? Terrible.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question.
You know
could meet any rock and roll star, dead or alive. Who would you meet?
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Jesus, that's a tough one.
Would you say John
rock
Mayer?
Rock and roll?
Nah. Any music star. Any music Who would you?
It don't say music. You should probably say
musician, singer, anything in the music business. Your favorite manager, maybe Scooter Braun.
T-Bone Burnett.
There you go.
I know
that's a hard question, but
jeez, I don't know.
Did you know that Jason Isbell was in Lafayette last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd he do?
I don't know. But I'm pissed off that I missed it.
Oh.
Jason Isbell was in Lafayette last night.
Yeah, he was.
Did you know that?
At the Lafayette Theater.
You did?
Sure.
You don't like him?
I love him.
I love him.
Elephant's a great song.
I don't really like him all that much.
You don't?
Not really.
Have you heard the song he sings about?
He yells a lot.
No, he doesn't.
When he sings.
The opposite of that, actually.
Maybe it's a different person I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Jason and Bell.
I know how this is going to come out. I would like to meet Ryan Adams. I really would.
See,
there
I didn't
go.
Know
There's
if you would say
that. There's nothing
really,
wrong with that.
I really would.
I think I would meet Ryan Adams now, not Ryan Adams
if
10
you,
years
if
ago.
If you listen to that Carnegie Hall, it's the funniest stand-up album
no
I've
offense,
ever heard.
No offense, boys.
It's really, he's really like... matured, and I think he's funny about, but
he's got a divorce under his belt. That'll change your
mind.
Maybe that's
what it is.
Belt.
Yeah. How many times have you guys been divorced?
Twice.
Hmm.
Divorce from the game.
The game.
Gangster time.
As of Saturday night.
Would you like to cut?
Yeah, I would, because I don't trust your lying ass. All right.
Okay.
So what makes you like Ryan Adams so much, Chick?
Do I put a dollar in? Is that what it is?
You know, like to the point you'd buy albums of his where you don't have a turntable. That kind of thing.
Max has one. He'll let him borrow. Don't
also, don't buy a turntable because I'll come over here a lot.
And then
I don't have one
it's
anymore.
Two down, right?
You don't have one anymore? Did you sell it?
It was my old roommate's.
And then
and we moved out.
One up?
One up each.
I feel like you need to
no,
get
No, I
him
told
one.
You.
Right?
Yeah, and then we bet each.
But I can look at these immediately.
I really liked his album, Gold.
And then we bet.
Right.
We bet. Vibs leads off on the bet.
And what's my smallest one? Good job, Vibs.
That's a dime.
Yeah, I like how you roll, brother.
Yeah. Well, like I told you, he's wearing a football jersey 79 on the cover of Gold, and I thought, oh, that's got to be.
Is that when you graduated?
No, it's the atomic weight of gold.
That was 2 years before I was born.
And I thought, oh, that's cool.
Oh, it's the atomic weight of gold.
Intelligence is sexy.
On the way to camp, Max asked me what elements I knew by heart, and I said zero.
We were all talking.
Oh, Ace King takes a pair to beat that. Suck on that, kids.
God damn it. You suck at life.
I got all the cards right over here.
Vibs,
it's my bet. Ace high. ace high. No, ace high.
Not with seven cards stud. Not with seven cards stud.
This is the right of the dealer. This is the left of the dealer.
No, this is the high card goes first.
No, not right now. Not in seven card stud.
Pete, we're gonna get emails going, Chick, you were right. The high card bets in poker.
Okay, I don't know. I don't
know.
Then
you bet.
It feels right. It feels right.
See, that's why nobody wanted to let you bet first, because motherfucker, you've won the last two hands. Now you're betting quarters. We're petting dimes.
Sorry.
Why did I invite these people to my house?
I know.
A little bit. A little bit.
We got quarters, Chick. Everybody got their quarters in.
Chick tells you can bet next.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Mark. Is that your name, Mark?
House rules, Mark. House rules.
Don't arrange the chips, Jessica.
It helps me to see him better. Okay, go.
Now I one up again.
Mm-hmm. Are you not supposed to touch him?
One
that's
up again.
Illegal.
Now,
a one up.
Are you going from the bottom of the deck there, Boater?
No, going from the top.
Top or bottom? What are you supposed to do?
You're not. You're supposed to from the top.
That's what I'm doing. Top.
He's doing fine.
Oh, it feels like my dad.
Quarter.
I have a
feeling. Like my dad's here. I don't know why.
Ace. Yes. Ace. Quarter.
I got three diamonds. Is that
wait, look. Oh, you got there.
Ooh, three diamonds. Good job. Good job. Did you throw another quarter?
A quarter.
God damn it. I'm going to need more chips.
I see your quarter.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I raise you a black chip.
Oh! Woo!
That motherfucker's got two aces under there.
Am I going to call? Wait a minute. You got a straight going over there? Five, six, seven.
I get when I get drunk, I get too excited if I have a good hand.
I've never thrown away three of a kind.
You going to call it?
Okay. What do I have to throw? A black one?
Yeah.
Just tell me the color.
I'll call as well. Now
one,
is it...
one time in college, Mark. One, time.
One down again?
Okay.
Is it... Are you, is it... wait,
what
are we...
Are we 38,
pop! 40?
Card,
like
up.
Card up?
Yep. Bang. The hell?
I don't think that's a full house. It's something different.
8, 9, 10.
Yeah, but you can't have a full house. Hey, you can't have a full house with suits, right?
You can use 5 cards.
Oh, see, that changes everything.
Quarter.
But I get one more card.
Quarter.
There's one more card coming.
God damn it! Can you break a? Can you break
four
some chips?
Oh,
really?
What? No.
No, that was the white cents. Chips.
Here, give me a dollar. I'll give you four quarters.
Thanks, man. Yeah, no kidding. Just
what
keep
is
winning.
It? No, those I are that's 40 cents. No, give me a black one.
Oh, I didn't know if you'd notice.
Give me that.
He thinks. What do I need to throw?
Quarter.
Red? Mm-hmm. Red's a quarter. You guys should really have these labeled.
So, I bet.
Down.
You need quarter?
A quarter if you want to play.
Okay.
I'm going to add a quarter and throw in another dollar.
What?
God
what?
Damn it.
What?
Come on.
Holy
man.
Shit, he's got a flush over here.
Oh, I can't. I got to
fold. I'm folded.
Thanks for telling everybody.
You jerk.
I built the pot.
But we get one more, right?
We get one more.
Okay, go. Come on.
You think one more is going to help?
Do it.
You got to throw a dollar in and see another card. That's the way it works.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care.
I'm going to fold.
Yeah.
I don't like my chances.
Let's go, Mark
flush.
Allison.
Flush?
Go. All
right. No, and you're out, right?
Does it flush me to does it flush me to strike?
Are you in, Chick?
No, he's out. He folded. I take a card. I'm really unfamiliar with how poker's played.
I think
you win.
First, since I have a jack and that beats your 10, so I'll bet $2.
Oh!
Can I fold now?
Yeah, you can fold now. Yeah, he'd take the pot, though.
Yeah, that's fine. I fold.
I do have a flush.
Yeah. Because I was hoping. So here's my question. If I had four jacks.
A flush is five. Is the
if I had five jacks, what would have happened?
Same,
yeah, would I have beat him?
Same numbers.
Four jacks. You would have beat him, yeah.
With five jacks, I would have beat
four,
him.
There's nothing wild.
Straight,
you can't have five.
Six, seven, eight, nine. Or
yeah.
You can't have five jacks. You could have four jacks. That would have
so
been
I would have beat him
no,
if I didn't
had the same
just
suit.
Hold?
Yeah.
No.
I was straight.
Huh. No.
Damn it.
No, you didn't beat him. You had four.
The one hand right, yeah.
That's what I mean.
All right, well, I'm just going to sit here and drink for the rest of the night.
Your highest heart was higher than his highest diamond. That would have.
Oh, so he had a flush, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was hoping for another flush.
Can dogs Uber?
Huh?
Can you Uber your dogs?
Can dogs Uber? Is that...
Dogs? You want me to go get the girls?
No, just yeah.
No, but I think that there is, I think there's a market for that.
Oh, here, you want some money for the pizza?
There's a market for.
I have
don't finger say
finger banging.
Bang.
Oh no!
Is there an Uber finger?
Oh no!
Oh.
Beer foul, beer foul. We need a deck.
Paper towel. Quick, paper towel.
Here, here's for the pizza.
Hang on, wait. I don't know how much. I don't know what.
Oh, all right.
I forget what they said. Thank you, Jeff Bodart. Jeff Bodart just threw down money. High roller. He just bought a new car, just throwing down money, playing poker.
That's what I do.
Rolling.
Jeff Bodart, are you working this week?
No.
It's the summer. It's the summer.
Summer's been bad, I'll be honest. Summer's been bad.
You just got back from Connecticut.
I was in Connecticut not too long ago. I was in Chicago after that, and then
you're killing it. You're
doing pretty good. Keeping busy. I'm in Roanoke, Virginia next week.
What's the Periscope app look like?
Again, I was on a first date with a girl. I told her I was a comedian, and she goes, "Oh, like Jeff Bodart?"
Oh, really?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
There we go.
And I go, "No, I know Jeff Bodart. Very funny man." Yeah, she was from Columbus, Indiana.
Oh, who was? Oh,
she's dead to me.
What's her name?
Oh, no.
Does she have long blonde hair? Oh, that's who that is?
Yeah.
She was a hanger-on.
Yeah, she wanted me for my enormous penis and money. But
is that a song? I feel like that's a song.
Probably.
It's a joke, right?
Yeah.
Jokes, right? Here, wait. You
want to
cut that?
Ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da. Wait, why didn't I get
Hey, guys, this is that time that Jess stole Chick's phone at the...
Here's my shovel.
At the...
My deal.
Uh-oh, he's back from the bathroom. He's right behind you. And I periscoped our poker game from Chick's house.
You're periscoping on my periscope?
Jeff Ebert, Chick McGee, Jeff Bodart.
Hey, what's going on? I'm going to pull it up right now and watch.
Jess. Sup, y'all. Sup.
Oh, look at that. I'm watching it right now.
What is this, trap pose?
Hey, Chick, fuck you.
You're thinking, what could happen at Chick McGee's house on a Monday night? I don't know.
Somebody just said Jess is bluffing.
All right.
Home Run Derby.
Oh. Name of the game is Gin Rummy.
Ooh, now you're talking my language. Fuck a bunch of poker. We're going to periscope.
I'm watching
periscope?
I'm watching it right now.
Okay, we're going to periscope again later.
Jess
is a hottie.
Jess has a nut flush. What is that?
I have a nut flush?
Somebody had a nut flush.
What's Annie a nut flush?
Ace. Bet a quarter.
I don't know, but this guy is just my favorite one because he just said fart. That's all it was.
Yeah, dealer bets a dollar, right?
Yep, dealer bets a dollar.
Swipe tap to flip camera.
Pocket aces. Pocket aces, everybody.
I spilled some beer on your
Now floor. I just see the stuff.
Good job.
Sorry. It's not a party till
Jackass.
Hi. How many shots of
Fireball?
Fireball. Fireball. Four shots of Fireball.
You and I have done four?
Four boys, five shots.
No.
Seven. What?
Five. I thought five shot.
Yeah.
Vibbert and I have done five.
Yep.
Pussies.
No, you're the pussy.
I think you can.
I just keep thinking of South Park every time you guys say that.
Nothing wrong
like
with it.
I told you guys panty dance.
Panty dance. That's a good word, but I don't know if it applies.
You don't think it's going to catch on?
I don't know if it applies to what the action of.
Panty dance sounds like more of a solo show.
Are we going to get tattoos, by the way?
I'm going to.
We should get. Is there a.
Thanks, Mark Allison, for just telling me the color.
Somebody open late tonight? Let's get tattoos.
Here,
look.
That's what I have.
Oh, yeah, it's a bird.
I'm going to fill this in.
With what?
Wait.
I don't know.
Is that a.
It's a chickadee.
Yellow canary?
It's a chickadee.
It's a chickadee. Thanks for bringing it up, Jeff.
As in. Chick?
Bird recognition right here.
Well, the joke was.
I love this joke. I'm glad I.
I'm glad I'm a part of it.
You're a hot chickadee.
Well, we always said, yeah, it's a chickadee. Until we break up, and then it's fucking bird.
So now it's a fucking bird.
Isn't that funny, guys?
Oh, that's funny.
Hey,
I'm
what do
laughing.
I need to do now? Mark Allison, tell me.
What you need to do now is... Jeff Bruce just saw you on Periscope. Jeff Bruce, my buddy from Evansville. How about that?
How about that? Periscope.
Technology, everybody.
Psycho Bunny shirt. Good job.
That's hilarious.
You like those, don't you?
Who?
Where can I get one of those?
No, I haven't.
Do I put in a quarter? Is that what's going on? There, I put in a quarter. Is it to him now?
Who's? No, it's me.
Can you just tell me colors?
It's quarter, red.
Just don't say quarters.
Ace high, I bet red.
I'm going to have to buy more chips.
Do I put in another one now?
Red, again?
Did you bet a red?
I don't remember. I did the first time Mark said.
I am.
Vibbert is.
V-Train.
V-Train.
See, that sounds like panty dance too, doesn't it?
One, two, three.
Buffalo Bills running back named Train, something Train. A-Train?
Hey, make sure that you keep holding those cards up so I see what everybody else gets. A-Train.
Who was that?
Was it Adelius? Adelius Thomas?
I mean,
well, the internet is worldwide.
Hey, there
you are. I know, but still, it's a Monday night. Like,
I know.
Evansville, and like somehow.
The internet isn't just tri-county area. So.
I'm just saying. It's just
it
like,
is bizarre. I'm with you.
What? Why?
It's my buddy.
Am I being snotty?
Like,
does he come to the track? Like,
should I Periscope? Maybe I
who
should
comes
Periscope
to the track
right
with you?
I
don't.
Do I
have the
what
Wi-Fi
should I do
password?
Now?
Is that do I? Ha- I don't think I have that. Do I?
I don't know what your two cards are.
I did you get new Wi-Fi?
Chick McGee for life.
I have an ace.
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
You have an ace, but I have ace jack.
That's not
so
the
I'm
Wi-Fi
bet.
Password.
Two
I will
red
send
ones
you the Wi-Fi password.
Two
you red
ones
sure.
To you.
Okay. 2.50 cents, right?
What?
Hold on, I need to see what everybody else
who did
has
that?
I got ace jack. Apparently, I'm leading off the bidding.
Are we doing? There you go.
So this isn't like euchre at all, where we need to concern ourselves with
how
the
many
suit?
How many hands are we in when she goes? This isn't like euchre at all.
This is like a third.
Like
this is our fourth
one,
hand.
2, 3, 4th hand.
This is our fourth hand.
See, that's the thing about Mark Allison. Mark Allison told me about, I knew about fantasy football way before it was cool from Mark Allison.
Yeah.
True story. Like back when you were in sixth grade, Jeff Fibbert.
On my Christmas card to Mark Allison, I said,
"Okay,
I'm going to win the fantasy football championship. I'm sorry I won't see you over break."
Oh, that's nice.
I came inside.
You mailed Christmas cards. A single male in his 20s and you mailed Christmas cards.
No. I gave them to them at the studio.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
I got Chick a caramel, salted caramel candle.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you the top one there?
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Yes, top one.
Yeah, he was real creative with that Wi-Fi.
Is the pot right? Everyone
it is right now, yeah. So we need another card. Everybody needs another card.
Everybody needs another card. Here we go.
We got five cards right
I'm
now.
We're going to fold this.
Ooh.
Is the four.
Son of a bitch.
What you got there, Mark Allison?
Well, it looks like I have a straight flush.
God damn it.
It does not.
No flush. Just
that doesn't look like that at all. I've seen a straight flush.
Hey, what do I need the most of the cards?
I have ace, king, jack, so I'm
like
going
to. All
right, what are we putting in?
I have one suit, I need all five of them, right?
Yeah.
You need a
50?
King, you need a 50. Queen, you need a. Huh?
All right.
I'm in.
I fold.
Bodart, Bodizzle.
He's trying to get into Wi-Fi.
He's trying to plan a bang.
I don't have shit.
Then do what I did. And
I'm
going to
fold.
We can
folding.
All right. I see your 50. Raise your black.
What?
What?
What do you got? 4, 5, 6.
I like
oh,
when you guys
shit
talk colors.
Straight right over there. I'm out.
It ain't working.
What'd you bet, a black?
What?
Hey, is
what,
the password
what
I
what,
think the
what
password is?
It ain't working.
Card down,
can you tell
bitches
me?
What I did. That's what I put in.
That's the password.
That is all of you.
Okay.
You got
put it in
two aces and two nines.
Capital.
I
N
did.
What do you got?
Maybe.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That would
be my two aces and nine.
Read
'em
and weep, motherfucker.
Oh.
Dicks out.
Not tight. I'm out.
I'm going to say it's really great to see that you, by the way.
No.
That's your Wi-Fi?
Yeah, wait.
It's really great to see this money.
Really great to see you, by the way. Both
me
of you.
Or
yeah,
everybody?
All of you.
Oh.
It's nice to be
I feel
here
like you would have personalized that. I thought you were talking to me.
Well, all of you. But
you always thought we're the lady, Jeff. It's great to see
I'm
you, Jess Hooker.
I'm talking finger banging, Jeff.
You guys suck right now.
I didn't
I'm going to have
it
to buy more.
What's your real name?
107.
Wait, you don't talk about that on the air?
Albert.
You don't talk about that?
What the fuck? This isn't right. That is the password.
You guys want to take a selfie shot? It should be here soon.
Oh.
I gave him the address.
Yeah, let's do a selfie. I should have brought my. I got a selfie stick. I know I forgot it. I'm sorry.
I had it with you.
All right, I'm going to go by chick.
Do you know how many people feel so bad?
Oh, am I going to go over here?
The other Jeff.
I don't know what's wrong. Evidently, this isn't the password. I thought it was the password.
Why? I don't like being here. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, so everybody, password. You remember that video of me dancing at the carb day, and you're standing
yes.
there, and you're not looking?
Yeah.
My family has so much compassion for you because they felt like I was harassing you in that video. Is that true?
I did feel a little harassed. No.
Did you really?
No, I.
But
no.
Do you know, like, you kind of look over your shoulder?
Yeah, no,
and
I'm just an awkward
weird.
Person. If I'm talking to you face to face, I'm looking and being awkward. Yeah,
oh,
no.
Okay.
Oh, no, not awkward at all.
No, so no. I had to defend myself to my Aunt Susie, to my Aunt Karen,
no.
to my mother, and say, no, I wasn't harassing him. Are
that,
you sure he looks
no,
really
at commercial
sweet.
Breaks,
are you bothering him?
During the podcast.
That's what
the
they said.
Podcast.
Yeah, bibs. Oh, give me the rest of the car.
Good work
oh.
done.
I don't know what it is then.
No, during the broadcast,
it,
I was literally looking for you just because, like, this is the one person that doesn't have anything else to do and we can hang out, we can party.
We did. We had a great time. Me and you and Grace.
Oh,
we had
yeah,
so much
fun. Carb Day was so fun.
At Carb Day.
Who?
Grace.
Who?
Grace, I had fun with. Are we not supposed to have fun with Grace?
I stole Chick's.
Shh.
I stole Chick's Ray-Bans.
I love PJ. Can I do that? I don't know what to say.
Oh, I'm the Periscope.
I'm
okay,
out of
hold
the.
On me.
Well,
did you say Grace?
Do we not talk about Grace? No. Isn't she the new Joni? Are we talking about that?
I'm not on the podcast.
should I?
Edit point. God damn it.
Who?
110. You guys, I'm going to run out of room on my hands.
Don't say finger banging. Don't say finger banging.
Playing poker with Chick and his friends.
Yes.
Yeah, like you're an outsider.
No.
That's
no.
Me.
No.
Go. Go. Go.
Start broadcast. Up. Oh, oh. Broadcasting right now. Oh, there's Vivit right there.
Jeffy,
I just got the notification.
Jeffy V.
There we go.
Jeffy V. Marky A. Chicky M.
He looks so comfortable.
All right.
He loves being here, everybody.
And it's his house.
Here's Jess.
No,
what?
Who's
I
am. You owe a dollar.
Here's me, everybody. That's what you want to see.
That's what you want to see.
That's a nightmare. That's a nightmare. It's a nightmare for everybody.
Oh, I'm supposed to do my turn. Sorry. Oh, dime. Okay.
Ten, yeah.
Oh, we only throw
yeah.
black if
oh,
we're
somebody. Done. Oh, wow. Somebody's talking about Jess.
Green for
Jess is hot. More Jess.
Yes, more
boobies. Oh, you missed it. Too late.
Sorry. Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
These are my cards right here. Here, I'll show you my cards.
Jeff, you got to play a green chip.
Oh, green? I'm not doing very well, everybody.
This is out of control.
Worst poker game ever.
Hey, what's up?
I'm so there's glad what, nobody
there
serious
are my cards
is
right
here.
There. There.
Ooh, is this mine? Yep. See, I need more of the black
have,
ones.
I don't
more,
have anything hardly at all. It's terrible.
Why is it this fucking
10-4. Jack, you lead.
I am screwed.
Under Chick's betting, you lead.
Here, let me show you my cards real quick. So I have.
I won't look.
Okay. Jeff's not looking.
Green
have these. Is there anything I can do with these, you guys? Okay.
Green
they're
going
to tell
Jess.
Me. Green, I need a green. I'm throwing a green. I'm going to have to buy way more chips. I'm running out of chips.
Jeff, green to you.
Oh, this is the
worst. Jeff, green to you.
Okay.
You must do very well for 6
Somebody asked me if I wanted to know any secrets of how Mark Allison plays.
It's just an iPhone 6. It's not a 6 Plus.
It looks like a 6 Plus from the
King.
Spangle is how you
get it. Hey now.
5, 8, King.
Hey now.
Somebody asks.
Right?
Somebody goes, "Why do you have microphones? What the fuck?" And if you can't figure
podcast.
That shit out,
podcast.
If you can't play poker without microphones, then you suck.
Yeah, then what are you supposed to
Where
do?
Where are the girls? We got one.
Kind of a lesbian, but no, it's
right,
okay.
Your bet, chick. No, I
got, dime.
Yeah, king ten. Dime again. Dime in.
Oh,
chick is very
one?
Busy over there, everybody.
Green number.
You got
Jeff,
him upset
because
his Wi-Fi's.
Oh.
Jeff,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm on the Wi-Fi.
Green.
I'm using that password.
Green.
I don't get it.
Green.
Fold.
Oh, he folds. We got a folder.
Jeff Vibbert, everybody, right there.
Pusser.
Pussy.
Pussy.
I don't have shit.
4, 5, 6. We get one more.
Wait,
card.
Wait, do I have a dollars. Nothing? I got nothing.
Yeah, can we play colors?
Like blood and crypt kind of colors?
Yes.
See your last card.
I brought my bandana. Yeah, I know. I have zero things. I'm done. I fold.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Black. Fuck it. Fuck everything. Fuck
life. No, I don't have. I don't have anything. I'm folding. All right.
I got two aces. Two aces, and then Yuda got that, and I got three aces.
Who's Yuda?
Yuda.
All right, are we done? Did I lose yet?
Yeah.
I lost.
All Maybe we should take a moment and talk about...
What?
Finger banging.
I want to talk about...
Jess hates the word finger bang.
I don't
everybody.
Hate it. I just think there should be an alternative.
A fist in the
okay.
right sign.
Did There's you say fist?
Shocker?
God
shocker? What
damn
about
it,
shocker?
Bibbert.
Fist is much bigger than a finger. It Put, involves all
And bodies. Fist is a completely different orifice.
Put my
orifice?
No.
No.
People put the fist in all the places?
Oh, all the places.
I've seen some videos.
I'm out. I fold on this conversation.
Topical?
Check
it your
deal.
Topical. See?
I would
see
deal if I had all the cards.
Oh, shit. Art. I'm sorry.
Bibbert just... What?
Seems a little passive aggressive. That's okay. It's all right.
Jeff B and Jeffy V. I like this.
Yep.
Jeff B and Jeff V.
Jeffy? Who anybody do Jeffy?
I do Jeffy.
Who does Jeffy?
I've been called Jeffy a lot for many years.
For who? Your grandma? Is she
okay. All right. My family?
Jeffy? What's your middle name?
Some women I know.
Norman.
What's your name?
My middle name?
Norman.
Mitchell.
What's your middle name, Jeffy?
What are those?
Pain pills. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. They're sinus pills. I'm kidding, everybody.
You see how quick everybody reached
yeah.
Specifically those two?
Oh.
Sorry,
wait,
Jake.
How long? Wait, what is your middle name?
Edward.
Mm. Oh, that's dumb.
Jeff E. V.
Tell it to my grandpa, who is a World War II veteran.
Now, does he have dementia?
Greatest generation.
He killed, not he died of stomach cancer.
Mm. Well, that's a hell of a story. We may have to. It's eating up on my data. I gotta go. So. All right, everybody. Have a good one, and thanks for watching. And by the way, again, this is me. There you go.
Holders in here.
This is me. Well, yeah.
I know, but I went and got a koozie. I didn't know, or a coaster.
Oh, we had 52 total viewers.
Can you say Coors the banquet beer?
Pretty good for me.
The banquet beer. He had 52 viewers on his.
Coors the banquet beer.
I love Coors.
Money's coming on the way. We're going to get money.
When I started drinking, they didn't have Coors until they introduced it to Indiana.
Because it was on the other side of the... Yeah.
It's on the other side of the Mississippi. Couldn't right. get it here, bitches.
So this Coors Original and Schlitz is what I stole from my dad first.
Really?
What'd you steal? Did you steal
Fuck
beer?
You.
No.
You didn't steal beer from your dad?
Uh-uh.
Yep.
My dad stopped...
What'd you steal
my dad
from your
stopped
dad?
Drinking after he got married, basically.
Liquor, just the good stuff. I went straight for the good stuff. We need to talk about your text tone.
Sound mic.
Is Sandman here? Maybe Sandman's here.
I throw a dime, y'all. Throw a dime.
Diamond. Yeah,
that's how vagina plays.
Oh, vagina dime.
Vagina dime.
I dropped a dime on a vagina.
You do our house.
Oh!
I don't know.
You guys.
Who sang that song, Two of Hearts? Two of Hearts.
Probably like
Two
Wilson Phillips
hearts.
Or something stupid.
Was that?
Juice Newton.
No,
I didn't even know that was real.
Who's got the king there?
I got a king. King
I used to think, I'm,
king seven leads.
We're going to go 50 cents.
50 cents, motherfucker. We got aces in there.
Won 50 cents, everybody.
Go. I can buy more chips. I don't even fucking care right now.
Fuck you.
Really? You're going to fold
Fuck
after that?
You.
That is hurtful, sir.
I think those are my cards.
Oh, my God.
I raise you 50 cents.
Oh,
because he didn't want to have to do the math?
I'm not sure what was thrown or what happened.
There you go.
But.
I called it.
You
call,
think you break
call,
this bank?
Call.
Yeah, right.
You guys, I have no
Chick,
idea.
Chick, are you still in?
I'm trying to bet. Did you bet?
Out? He's out.
You're out.
I feel like I'm I should in. Get more cards for throwing that black chip.
I think you should, too.
No?
That's
I feel like
queen.
I bought more.
two diamonds.
All right.
Love that card.
Love that card.
Do I get to bet again? Is it to me?
It should be a game show.
No, oh, yeah, right. Both of us
King
or just
queen.
Me?
Bodar, King Queen.
Really? Oh, yeah. Done.
Bodar.
What? We're going to go dollar.
Dollar, y'all.
Boom.
I'm not liking what I'm seeing.
But you got all kinds
side bitches.
Oh,
one more,
shit.
One more card.
Whoa. One more card, everybody.
I don't know. How many cards you have up?
I have three up and three down. Is that wrong?
Yeah, that's really.
God
no, you
damn
should
it.
Have a
I think it's
up.
That.
Okay. Get them where you want them.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Sorry.
That. Wait.
Pair of nines.
Woo!
Ow! Suck on that, bitch.
Ow!
I get one more, right?
That's ow!
A dime.
Dime?
You know, you give me one face down,
one
right?
Face down. Mm-hmm. Just the
way
you like it.
Yep, face down.
The three of clubs for Bodar. Don't anyone look. Okay, there you go.
All right.
So what now?
The highest card's up.
What you got?
Like Jack.
The highest card's up?
You got a bet.
But I get to flip my cards, right?
Dime. Bet's a dime.
Bet's a dime?
Vibbert has higher cards than you.
What do you
got,
Vibbert?
I have a pair.
Oh, am I supposed to show my shit right here? Sorry.
No, not yet.
Oh, God damn it.
Bet a dime.
I think. I don't know.
I call and raise you a 25 because I just had one. I just had one left. I was like, I'll get rid of it.
Okay.
I just wanted to get rid of it.
Got to put it. Green
for,
green
I really appreciate Mark Allison's color coding. You fold?
Are you folding?
What are you
going to
do?
It's yours.
I put a dollar.
You put a dollar?
Take out three reds.
Three reds?
Those are quarters, right?
Yeah.
Candy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
There we go. I'm ready.
Are we good?
I'm ready.
What are you doing? You already picked.
All right.
So who has the highest hands?
Are we
ready?
Yep.
Let me see. I want to see.
I got a pair of kings and a pair of queens.
God.
And a pair of sevens if we, you know, if we want those two.
That's bad for me. What do you got?
I got
twos and fours king. I don't even know if that's anything.
Twos and fours. That's two pair, but his two pair beat.
His two pair beat. But so I did right.
You did right.
Okay.
Did right.
Good job.
But you fucking suck because you beat.
Oh, my God.
So he gets all those chips.
And I don't even know where these cards came from. Should I be worried about that?
Those are her.
Oh, okay, good.
And by her, he
takes. Right. You cinnamon. I'm going to have to buy more chips there, Chicky. All
right.
Chicky
G.
More
shots. Shots.
Hey, I'm going to call on time.
Hey, is the pizza going to be here?
Shots and beer.
Pizza should be here soon.
Yeah, well, you know what? You manhandled that, so it might be more than me.
You tell them if they... They don't get here in the next 5 minutes.
Heads will roll.
I would love another shot. Yeah. Vomiting is not pretty on an empty stomach. A lot of dry heaving.
Hey, vagina, why don't you get your...
Did Chick tell you he went to his neighbor's house when I got here?
On accident?
I parked by her BMW, knocked on the door, and the dog started barking in her
lap. What'd Sonny say?
I was looking in the house, and I was like... That doesn't look like chicks. And then I saw the black labs jumping up, and I was like,
No, it's a rot. I think it's a rot wild.
And then you met
a rot wild.
And then you met Sunny.
And then she was like, she came through the garage and said, I want my dog to attack you. And I said, I'm so sorry. I parked behind your BMW thinking it was chicks. I'm guessing he lives next door.
Sorry, man. Yeah,
my clavicle.
It's very nice. She goes, it happens all the time. No worries.
No worries.
Did you, you know, did you, you know, did you finger banger?
How about later? Come over and finger bang you.
I'm going to punch all of you in the dick.
If you're going to finger bang her, I'll leave.
Edit point. 122. You guys are going to run out of places.
Holy shit.
Hey, Sonny.
Are we like trying to be the longest podcast in the history of the world?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's going to want to listen to
this. No, what the fuck is listening to this shit?
It's summer break, y'all.
If you could look like any celebrity, who would you look like?
George Clooney.
Clooney.
Well, I would leave on.
Clooney.
You gonna go Clooney?
The girl backstage.
I want to hear about that.
You already look like Clooney.
Okay,
I look like John Mayer.
So Clooney.
Thank
you, John Mayer.
He looks like John Mayer.
You're not getting the skill. You're just looking like
go
him.
Go to Vegas. Tell everybody
wait,
we're Clooney.
Wait, start with Bodar. Bodar, who would you look like?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh, I like Ryan Reynolds.
Fuck.
Vibbert, John Mayer.
Yeah.
Mark Allison. Who would you look like?
Who would you look like?
Mark Allison.
Get it, brother. I like confidence.
Really?
Yeah.
And who do you say? Look at this.
Right
look at this. He has.
We're looking at it. It's
you know
a shame.
What?
My wife loves it. All
Right, there you go. See, that's so nice. And you would go Clooney?
No, Chick McGee. By God, I know how this is rolling.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, I go Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
She's
Mila,
hot.
Mila?
Mila? Is it Mila, Mila or
it's Mila.
Mila.
Yeah, yeah. Hot.
I
wow.
I should know how to pronounce my name if that's what I'm going to go
yeah,
with.
Yeah, she looks
what
good.
I she likes. Finger ring.
I hate you all.
Respect.
Are we, is this, are we, do we wait, do we already drink
finger
this?
Bang, no, finger bang, finger bang, finger bang.
Mark already drank
oh,
his.
Here we go. Shots.
I go Mila.
Vacation podcast shots.
Mila and Mila Kunis. There we go, Vibbert. And let me think of somebody else. Chick always thought, what? Who did you used to think that I resembled? Eliza Dushku.
Yes, Eliza Dushku.
She's wow, yeah.
No, I don't look like her.
Yeah, no, yeah, she,
yeah, I look like
cute.
Her lesbian older sister.
No. Wait, who's her older sister?
No, her lesbian older sister.
Who's her older sister?
Someone spilled a shot glass on my poker table.
Sorry.
I'm gonna win probably a Chaz Bono lookalike contest. That's what I'm gonna win.
You know what? I'm not gonna tell you that I told my 9-year-old daughter that's what you look like today, but. That's what I told my 9-year-old
daughter.
Okay.
Why would you tell him that?
Because that's his joke.
That is a joke.
But that's the thing. So here it is. I started the joke and realized it wasn't my son who would get that joke.
Oh.
And it was my daughter, and she was like, do what?
It
He's
happens.
At camp. Max is at camp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I never went to camp.
She's I didn't not. Either, and Max is at his first overnight camp, and I'm a little nervous.
Oh, is it like overnight as
true.
In how
That's
many
not
nights?
True. She's not a little nervous.
I'm a lot nervous. That's
oh, okay.
why I'm over here playing poker, drinking with
Wait,
you.
Wait, how many nights is it?
I know. How many nights? 6 nights.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
But he's 12? Let me show you a picture.
He should be able to handle that,
and
right?
he's a good 2 feet taller than everybody he's
and
with. He's a giant kid.
Really?
He's smarter than...
Yeah.
No, I met him a long time ago, but he seemed like a very good kid.
Well, and he grew about a foot since you saw him.
Oh, my gosh.
You loved camp. See, that's what everybody said.
It was fun being away.
And my good friends at Berta and Associates do all the background checks for CYO
the first,
camp.
Like, day or two, he's going to miss home, but then he's going to be like, okay, these guys are cool.
But he went with two of his best friends.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
okay. So
yeah.
he's got like a security blanket.
They have meals.
Oh,
they
cool.
That's him on the end.
Oh, wow. He is a big kid. He's tall. He's tall.
That's the thing is that I was like, just make new
he's
friends.
He's 12?
Not just your
he's
best friends. Yeah, he's so we measured him before he left. He's 5'6", 150, 12 years. No, he's 11. He's not even 12 yet.
Oh,
he's
wow.
11.
He plays
he's
football,
tall.
Right?
Yes.
He's going to play football.
In O-line?
Ah, yes. That's a good picture.
That's me.
All day.
That's a good picture. That's like a Woody Allen kind of picture. Kind
of. Yeah, and so if you guys wanted to know what all of Chick's good qualities are, talk to my son.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much where it is.
They share the same
pretty
shoe
much.
Size.
Yeah.
They do share the same shoe size, and he is winning when it comes to
I
Chick's
I was there for 2.5 years, and he took all my good qualities.
He did.
I'm very excited.
He did. He's a I'm
he's sensitive.
When's his next football game?
He's caring. He's
you guys
want
to come?
Yes, honestly.
Would you really?
Yeah. No, I football is the best. Yeah.
So football start first practice is next week, so
okay.
we won't be until school starts.
Okay.
I'll talk to you in August.
When okay. does school start?
School starts August 3rd.
Ooh, that's early.
Chick, have you given him any tips?
I heard that. This
you
is
played
the
O-line.
What?
I played O-line.
Where on the O-line did you play?
Tackle.
Left O-line. Or right?
Left tackle.
Oh, that most important position on the field.
I was the shit
one.
There for about 10 minutes.
Those are his best friends, probably?
Those are his best friends. And
he's
the big
one. Oh, my gosh. He is tall.
He's huge.
Like, he's not big. He's tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's not big.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
Right. He's
and
tall.
He's adorable.
His haircut
he's gonna,
on fleek.
He's going to take those other
thank
kids'
you.
Heads off when he's playing.
You know what? But he's
good for him.
No, that's,
so
that's his
polite.
Thing. He's so...
gentle?
Yeah, like if he
he's
knocks you on your ass, he's going to come up and grab you and pull you up.
Like
that's
a little gentle giant.
That's why I'm trying to get him to say, I knocked your head off. I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
But here's the thing.
To knock your head off again.
He's so sweet and
very
so precious that we're going to have like a 6'6", 300-pound IT guy is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm just
no,
saying,
I get
you guys,
it.
That's what's going to
happen. Your Wi-Fi is not
that's
connected.
Funny, though.
Yeah.
What's the password?
He's going to be able to fix some shit at the house.
What's yes.
The
yeah, he's amazing.
Chick,
go.
If you could do childhood over again, different way, knowing what you know.
Childhood over?
Childhood, yes. Start. Well, let's say like 13, starting at 13.
What would you done at 13 that you wished you'd...
But you know... Everything. All right. What you did before, what you know? Would you do it again?
You know what? I don't think I would have done anything over my childhood again.
Really?
No. Wouldn't be where you are.
I don't think so.
Huh. Is there an age that you want to go back to?
I really liked me from...
I'm going to say...
Fifth grade okay. to...
To first marriage.
To senior year in high school, and then after that, I got...
A little sideways.
Fucking... lonely and nervous.
What made is there a, is that a turning
little,
point?
He got a little Chuck Michaels.
Oh, is there something? Is there a turning point in there? Is there something that happened?
Probably.
I don't want to get too personal, but I
are we doing that?
You know, it's interesting for me.
Fuck you guys! You say it all the time, but then the first time I say it by
you
myself.
Have to say, why do you have to say finger bang? I don't
I
know.
Hate you all.
Can't you be sensitive?
You know we're gonna have to title this
here?
The
what
finger
about the
bang.
Ladies?
The
probably.
Finger F. Star star G.
Can we
podcast.
All dress up like the guys from Finger Bang Boy Band for? No.
Then not a bad idea.
See, it's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
See, you know what? I hate you when you're not around, but I love you when you're here. Is that common?
That, all right. That seems.
Is that
I had to.
Look,
I had
y'all
to think
laugh
because
you fucking know. Because yeah, you fucking know.
The truth is funny.
No, okay. See, the truth all is right. funny. But you know what? I feel like I shouldn't. I feel like it's fun.
Oh, pizza's here.
Pizza, we need
pizza.
Money.
It's fun. It's fun to not like people when they're around.
Sure.
But I always tell Chick, I don't care. I love him when he's around.
Yeah.
Because you get such a hard time on Bob and Tom show.
I do.
They bust your balls.
A lot.
And so you want to jump in. But you know what? I've adopted the whole thing because they bust his balls, Chick's balls,
yeah.
on Bob and Tom, and I hate it.
Well,
so I
feel
like if they bust your balls, then you're the funny one, you're the smart one, because that's what they do with the funny, smart one.
There
on
you
there.
Go.
Right?
I'm such a fan of Chick, by the way, just
wait,
in general.
Hold on, I didn't hear that last part.
I'm such
what's
a fan
mean?
Of Chick.
We are experiencing technical difficulties.
I just want to see, like, so in
holy
terms
shit,
of...
Are you 38?
Yeah, I just turned 38.
You're 38, and I just turned 34.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were in high school listening to Chick, like,
yeah,
this
no,
is
that,
my guy.
Yes, seriously. When I was in high school, I wasn't even allowed to listen to Bob and Tom for years. But I still listened to Bob and Tom in high school and college. And I was like, oh my God, these guys are so fucking funny. Chick McGee is the funniest fucking one on there.
See, because I was in high school... When I listened to him, I was like, that's what I want to do.
Right?
That's what I
wanna
yeah.
Right there. I mean, that's what I want to do. I want to, like, wake up in the morning and go in and be like, have a good time and laugh and make other people laugh. That's what I want to do.
That's great. Right see, there. When I was in college, I recorded my own thing on a cassette.
Right.
And sent it to Bob and Tom.
How'd that go?
I had never heard anything back. But I recorded.
Show, jackass.
I recorded.
How'd that go?
No, it worked out fine, but I recorded my own Harry Carey stuff. And so I was like, because I was like, that's funny.
I'm guessing our Harry Carey got it and said, oh, we better get rid of this thing.
Wow, this is really good. Did we not get wings? What happened?
Wow.
Do you wings?
I think you just chased the delivery guy down
we
the
should
track.
Have wings, right? I thought somebody ordered wings.
I think Vibbs is chasing him. I think Vibbs left quickly. And shoots and misses.
Okay, you know why John Stockton was the best? Because it's good passes.
Because he was little, motherfucker.
Yeah,
that's why.
Finger
there's
banging, finger banging, finger
there's
banging.
There's a
banging.
Larry Bird compilation video making its rounds on Facebook. And I remember watching Larry Bird as a kid. I don't know, did you like Larry Bird?
I love Larry Bird.
He was a fucking scrapper.
He was a white guy who could shoot.
He could shoot, and he was not afraid to...
And he was from Indiana.
From Indiana, not afraid to push people out of the way, not afraid to fight.
Where's wrong the order. Wait.
Wait a minute. Wrong order.
Wait.
Just take it back.
Right?
Take it back. Take it back.
I'm so sorry, Vibbert. Should we take one
take
it
more back.
Make it even? Sorry.
Thank you, Vibbs. I never caught that.
Leave it to the fucking woman to take to mess it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's my fault.
I'll give you some Fireball.
My Fireball, she needs alcohol, not her.
It's not fire in the hole, right?
Fire hole.
I think that sounds
finger
mean.
Bang, fire hole.
Finger bang,
fire hole. Fire
hole.
You have to be a redhead to be a fire hole, right?
How did we get on finger bang? This is
I said it earlier,
ever.
And I'm very sorry.
I'm not sorry. I love finger bang.
It's my fault.
Finger bang should be the name of one of Donnie Baker's bands.
I said a finger
South
bang,
Park.
Bang,
that
bang.
Was the boy band on South
finger
Park.
Bang?
Finger
yeah.
bang. Yeah.
You know, that's who we're missing is Ron. Where's Ron? He's in Florida coaching baseball. Yeah, he's
done in country. Would you rather be a leading actor or a character actor?
Oh, my God. Character do a podcast actor. With Chick. These character are Chick actor. Conversations.
You'd have to be a character actor. You know, up at the bar, the bartender cleaning the glasses.
I got a guy who called me this week and wants me to.
Who?
That Bill guy from PopCon does movies and stuff. He
really?
Wants to come by.
Bill Dever?
He looks like a character actor.
Kind of a heavy set guy.
Yeah.
With glasses, real cute haircut.
Is it Bill Dever?
Yep.
Okay.
He wants me to come by and do some.
Uh-oh.
What's happening?
For 24 wings, $52.
I got you, brother.
Did you give him, did you give him cash?
Or? I gave him a
he credit. Gave him
I carry cash. I'm a millennial.
I need.
Hey.
I need.
That's him.
I need.
Each person give me $3.
I got it.
I need.
No, he's a good guy. He's good. He's He makes, you know, movies and stuff. He's, yeah. My Uncle Harold used to say, don't salt my pizza. It gives me hives.
Hives?
I don't even know what's a hive.
It's a red bump.
It's a red bump.
Oh. He used to say, salt gives me hives. Which I don't think he had.
I get hives when I cry real hard.
Is that what it is? Where do you get hives?
Around my eyes when I cry real hard.
Addie gets them too.
Yeah, she does.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is really exciting right here.
Good wings. You're going to have to take a picture of the edit marks because I just peed and washed my hands and I might wash them off.
Were the wings worth $52?
No, but I feel bad.
I'm going to have to listen to this fucking mess all the way through.
Mm-hmm. When we're in the green room all having fun, and I showed Chick my podcast t-shirt, and I go, look at this, Chick. And Chick goes, oh, my God, you got a podcast t-shirt.
I didn't know you had a podcast t-shirt.
I do. And then Chick goes, look at this, you got a podcast t-shirt. And then Tom goes, And I go,
like you were gonna
well,
ask.
Now I feel like shit.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
Did you do the JV thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Junior Varsity Inc. is the name of our business. I have a business now.
I'm in. Mm-mm. See, that's all the fireball talking. Whoa. Careful.
I didn't sign off on anything except for finger banging.
I signed off on Jeff Vibbert's wardrobe change at the beginning.
No, this is the third outfit that's you found
third
on.
Third outfit.
Yeah.
Oh.
I went from gray long sleeve. I went from blue hoodie.
No. T-shirt, blue hoodie, what you're wearing now.
No.
Hey.
It was blue hoodie, long sleeve gray t-shirt to short sleeve gray t-shirt. Yeah.
How quick... Can Megan be on the podcast tomorrow? Is her name not Megan?
Caitlin.
Fuck. It's close. Caitlin. It ends with an N.
We'll figure it out. First night, we were talking earlier about the McAfee thing that I opened up for. Mm-hmm. First night, I go home. Mm-hmm. I drive around looking for a place that's open. Mm-hmm. Every place is closed. I went to Walmart, closed. I went to the 24-hour Kroger.
What were you looking for?
Pizza. Mm. The 24-hour Kroger is closed. I walk up and I walk up, there's two security guards at the door, and they go, no, we're closed. I go,
time
how?
Out. Did you say 24-hour Kroger?
Closed, yes.
Okay, just one.
I go, how? They go, cashier didn't show up. Can one of you run the cashier? Cash register? No.
No.
Okay, go down to Papa John's, closed.
Closed.
Go to a gas station.
Yeah?
I get a Jack's Pizza from the gas station.
I'm sorry. Let's time out real quick. Jack's Pizza is the best pizza.
It is very good for how cheap it is.
Okay.
But I eat the pizza...
I need a cigar.
I eat the pizza in a whole pizza in about a minute.
Yeah.
Literally.
Right.
I go to bed, wake up, puke everywhere.
Huh? Did you have any booze?
And then I did little bit. And then I go to the Palladium, but I threw up a gas station pizza. Showbiz, man. Mm. You have a good sold out show, 1,300 people, puke a gas station pizza, and then you go kill it.
Hmm. I feel like that is a good story.
It's a decent story. Yeah. And then I found the love of my life.
I'll fix this.
And then what happened?
Finger bang, bang.
Finger bang, finger bang, bang.
I finger banged the love of my life.
Finger bang.
Is that what?
Oh. I'm sorry.
We're on vacation,
somebody came up to me.
None of this counts. We're on vacation.
Those wings are hot.
They're kind of a delayed reaction.
I love the wings, and I don't like spicy stuff.
My tongue on fire.
You could not have planned a better group of people. I just want to say, these are probably like three of my favorite people.
I'm telling
you. And then what happened?
Thank you. That was very nice.
I'm serious. I like Jeff Oskey. I feel like he I feel like he...
Isn't here.
No, wait a minute. I know he's not here.
Slow down. Can we play regular poker where I just deal you guys? Yeah, go.
Okay. Seriously.
Shit.
Redskins, Dolphins, opening day. Can we watch?
Yeah, sure. Well, Patriots play Thursday.
Let's go. Yeah, they play the opening.
Miami
yeah.
Right here.
Fuck the Dolphins. I'll wear a Redskins shirt.
Let's go.
Here. Why do we hate the Dolphins? Super. Right. I hate
You're
the Dolphins.
England fan.
I'm a New England fan and my ex-girlfriend.
Puppy mom? 13th
is like 12?
Puppy mom?
No, Kayla. The one that I'm there.
Whatever that Sunday is, 1 o'clock, right here.
I texted her last night when I was in my dressing room, and I go, "Oh, by the way, I'm about to go kill this shit."
Right, and what'd she say?
Nothing. Let's text that bitch.
She didn't respond.
She texts back. I go, "Hey, I just want to let you know, like, I'm really thankful for you supporting me for those open mics when I sucked
3 years ago."
Yeah, and I go,
"But now you suck as a supporter."
And I go, "I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you." And she goes,
"That's a fucking lie, Jeff Bibbert."
She goes, "No, you would. I'm so happy for your success." And
who's the girl backstage?
Natalie.
Wait, who's the chick?
Her name's Natalie.
I just got I just said that.
It's 1:56.
Let's text her.
I just texted a certain person, and
I don't know why I feel like you need to listen to the mic to hear.
I just texted a certain person, and apparently her boss said, "Hey, why doesn't Jeff ask her on a date?"
Who's her boss?
It's happening. I'm gonna be happy.
What?
Also, there's a black and white Tumblr page right now of Jeff Ibbert eating alone. I take a picture every time I go out alone, drink
Do you
a
really?
Beer, eat dinner. Yeah, and I send it to Spangle and he posts it. So,
you got a little something right there though. It's been bothering me for like half.
It's pizza sausage.
It's probably a piece of sausage. When don't I have sausage on my face?
And it's not
Jeff. You know what you need to do? You need to go finger bang. Is what you need to do. You need to go find a nice little hot girl and finger bang her. Come on now.
But how old are you? 26.
24.
24.
25 in a month.
25 in a month. When's your birthday?
August 26, 1990.
1990. Fuck
you. What was Chick doing in 1990?
Are you a Leo?
1990.
Sitting right here.
Are you a Leo? That's,
yeah.
But are you a Leo?
He's 100%.
I am, yeah, man.
Leo, right here.
What's you? September?
We are so ornery.
August, Leo's right here.
Oh, no, 5th of
You
September.
Are 100%. You are.
Twice.
You are not a Leo.
No, I'm a Leo.
August 26th is
Wait,
not
no,
a
I'm
Leo.
A Virgo now. They switched the astronomical signs.
They did not switch the astronomical signs.
Astrological? Whatever. Look, I'm in love, okay? Don't knock me.
You guys, he fell in love last night. We got to give him some leeway. Hey, can we play regular poker?
Yes.
Texas Hold'em?
I don't know what that means. You just got to tell me.
Five card draw?
Hey, everybody.
What's five card draw? What does that mean?
Oh, I don't like me.
That's me kissing that girl.
Natalie.
Hey, we're done.
We're done playing poker? Or food?
Or podcast? Or all three?
What?
You will love editing this later.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you will.
There's going to be like 20 minutes I can use.
I've asked a lot of good questions.
You have. You've tried. You put effort in.
Put a lot of effort in.
Oh, you know what?
I'll ask a question.
You did, and my answer is fuck you. Okay, that was my answer.
All right.
Yeah, right there.
I said that?
Yeah, no. I said that to you right
now. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Are you ready?
No.
It's my turn to deal.
If you could do anything differently.
let's not do that.
What would you do right now?
What would I do right now?
You mean like a time machine? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Chick McGee's in a time machine.
I don't know.
No, listen.
I don't know.
This can be anything.
I don't know.
This
Just
does
do
not
it.
Have to be anything Who personal. Cares? You go back in a time machine. You can do anything at all. You can do anything. You can do anything at all. Anything at all. You set the time machine. You go back, and suddenly your trajectory is slightly different. What would it entail?
Oh, my God. Go. Do it. I'll do it. Go.
It doesn't have to change, like, in the way that you are now. Just in, like, something that if you could go back and change anything, it would be
I got
anything.
Nothing.
You okay. could stop.
You would have killed Hitler.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what
yeah.
I
would what would you have done? What would you have done Saturday
I'd
night?
I'd have asked
Jeff
that
Hibbert?
Girl out on a date.
You'd have asked Natalie out.
Hey, you see that? That was pretty impressive what I did on stage. Let's
did
go out.
Did you see that?
Let's go out.
Where was she after your show that you didn't do that?
A Scrava milkshake.
She was tearing down the carpet.
This is kind of like a regrets question. Like, what do you regret that you would basically want to change?
Kind of. No, or not. Or not. Or not. You can look at it however you want. Spin it. Give it good energy. Jeff Bodart, go.
If I could go back?
Yeah.
And do anything I want?
Yep, different.
I would have pursued I would have pursued music and singing and musicianship.
Sing as something. Opposed to
comedy and art and stuff like that.
Sing something right now.
Well, you guys have heard me sing. I've been
no, favorite song. What's your favorite song?
Oh, favorite song?
Yeah, sing it right now.
I don't know.
I think I loved you before I met you. No?
No.
You guys are supposed to laugh sooner, so I can quit.
I thought you were going to start to belt out something.
I don't know. I don't really have I don't know. There's a lot of songs.
All the single favorite, ladies. All the single ladies.
You'll be a bitch there's because just... you can. You'll try to hit me just to hurt me, so you'll leave me feeling dirty because you can't understand. I sing that a lot.
That's a good one.
It's pretty good.
John Mayer, So Dancing in Birmingham.
Have you heard the Any Given Thursday album?
I've listened to it a million
times.
Whiskey.
So you know the one that goes, six
water,
numbers.
Water, wake up, shake it off, and repeat.
God damn it.
Big whiskey fan.
I just updated my music app today, you guys. Are you all right? Is everybody else all right after the update for the music app?
I've avoided
it. Fuck my life.
It's a fucking nightmare.
I've avoided it.
I did it like a week ago, and it's a fucking nightmare. I'm just now kind of getting used to it.
I can't.
I don't know what's
but not really.
What's it look like?
It's a mess. It's a fucking mess. Like, everything's changed.
Really?
Everything's moved.
Like the music note is ombre, and it messes me up for
that's
real.
That's weird. You know that song that starts off with on...
Yeah, but Chick wasn't there.
Okay,
Chick's supposed to help you?
Okay, maybe edit this out. I don't know, but I'm about to text that girl. What should I say? Quick.
What's up?
Did she text you?
Did she text you?
No, this is me. Hey, this is the Jeff Ebert. Should I say the?
You should go. No, no,
no.
I'm
kidding.
I'm sorry. Here.
Hey, it's Jeff.
You should go, hey.
Stop.
I noticed you had a rockin' bod. And
I feel like you should take a girl's advice.
Do you like finger banging?
That's why I was excited.
Okay. But by like, I mean, do you want me to do it to you?
No. I know as much. I mean, finger banging's great for everybody. But.
It is. It's fun.
So you
kind
of got
it. It's great for the guy. I don't know about that.
It's fun.
So I think you have to.
Unless you like carpal tunnel.
Good point. It depends on the couch position, right? So what you should do is you gotta play cool. You gotta be like,
dumb
it down. Be like, hey, do you remember that? Do this. Hey, do you remember that guy that opened for Pat McAfee?
Hey, this is JJ the Kid.
No, you don't say who you are. Do you remember the guy who opened for Pat McAfee the other night?
No, go ahead.
Oh, there you go. And then she'll say, wait, who is... Yeah,
I
think I remember.
That makes it sound like I'm name-dropping myself.
You gotta, like, let her know who you are.
No. Text her, hey, fuck or fight?
Hey, fuck or fight.
How about that? Hey, you all.
How about that?
No, I really like that, by the way.
Finger bang.
Do you remember
Yeah. Yeah. You remember that?
This is me on my own. This is what I'm gonna say. Hey, Natalie.
Oh, you're not
go fuck yourself. I opened for Pat McAfee and you didn't, bitch.
Fuck you.
No, sorry.
Bitch.
Hey.
Okay. No.
This is Jeff Ebert. What are you doing Friday night?
No. Hey. Favorite. No, you got to start a conversation first.
Have you
first.
Seen Minions?
You got to at least say you...
No, here.
You got to say you want to get with this? And then, like, that's how I would probably...
I'm trying to lay pipe. My dad's a plumber.
Do you want to go see a kids movie with me?
Favorite John Mayer song, ? Go.
Well, that go, usually gets me beat up, so I don't want to do that.
What does it mean?
It usually gets me beat up.
Why? Natalie.
Nads.
Hey,
go
Natalie.
Nads.
Hey,
go
Nat. Nat. It's, what's your name?
Viv.
It's Jeff. What's up?
That'd be my
is Mark
thing.
Drunk?
Mark who?
Allison? Yeah, he's loaded.
Mike, Mark, whatever.
Loaded.
What?
Aren't you loaded?
I thought you were talking about somebody on your Facebook.
No.
Oh.
That was us kissing goodnight.
Finger banging.
Hey.
Dear
let me Nat. Call her.
Oh, my God.
No.
Call her. Let me talk to her.
No.
Yeah,
Chick, call her. Have Chick call her.
No.
Hey, this is Chick.
I
Chuck Michaels.
So
I've never said Chuck.
There's some weird old guy calling me.
Then you get in trouble.
Huh?
Then you'd get in
then
trouble.
Then I get in trouble.
Yeah. Hey, this is
and
Jeff
then it'd
Vibber.
Be on RTV6 the next day.
As if you didn't know my last name.
I like John Legend. No? Nothing?
You can just say, like, hey, what's shaking? Or what's
you like
up?
Dear
or
Marie?
Like,
do you like Dear
like
Marie?
What's up?
I couldn't tell if you were being nice because it's your job and you're getting paid a lot of money to do that, or you actually liked me.
A, she probably wasn't getting paid a lot of money, so be polite. B.
Well, that makes one of us.
Right.
Right? Right, everybody?
Just be
right,
like,
right? I got,
hey.
Did you get paid?
Did you see that sausage on the stage before Pat McAfee? I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, everybody.
All the sausage.
This went downhill, and it's my fault.
Call her. Send her a text.
No, you know what?
Should I call on the back porch and be like,
see, here's my thing.
I'm out. Sorry.
You know what? I feel like you should call her. I feel like you should fuck a bunch of texts, and you should just call her. And you know what? And what's the worst that happened? She answers the phone? Yes, that would be petrifying. But I don't even know if petrifying is a word. But you should definitely leave a message.
And doesn't know what's going on.
Exactly. Is she 22?
Well, he's 24, doesn't know what's going on. So
I'm almost 25.
I feel like
25.
He way knows what's going on way more than a lot
I feel
of
like people. He overanalyzes it.
How hot was she?
Go to your room. Go
on
to
a
your
scale
room,
of hotness.
She was a Sunday girl. You take her to church on Sundays, have her meet your parents.
Well, that's who you should call.
But that's it? What about fucking on Saturday night?
You fuck twice on Saturday.
I like it. Should we
you know,
pause?
Continue.
Call. You didn't ruin anything.
You gonna call her?
He's gonna call her.
Good luck.
So we're gonna send black and white photos of me eating alone anymore.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
What is love?
I feel like this was a fast poker game.
I think we only went around once. I want my money back.
I wanna play.
You bought pizza with your money. Good luck.
I've been dealing. I mean, shuffling.
What have you been dealing?
I mean, shuffling.
Drugs? You dealing drugs?
No, but I want to play more. For real, for real.
You want some drugs?
No. But our teacher did tell us about
you
Smoga.
Need a little bump?
I need a bump.
Our teacher told us about Smoga the other day.
About what?
Smoga.
What's Smoga?
You get high and then you do yoga. Smoke and then do some yoga.
Really?
Some Smoga. Which I've never.
How about just getting high and not?
Have you done the pot? Have you done the pot?
Oh, not since high school, and that was 15 years ago, probably longer.
Did it have much of an effect on you? Me neither.
Never felt it. Never got it.
I've only felt it once, but other than that, not at all.
You got high with Drew.
Good, nothing.
Did you? You got nothing on that?
Drew Hannigan.
Hastings.
I don't know if we're allowed to say
like
that.
Hannigan. Like Miss Hannigan from Annie. It's a hard knock.
I saw that on stage this year.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. You want to play? Hmm? You look sad. Hmm. Can I deal?
Do you feel like that was a good assessment, by the way?
Of?
Him soaking up all the other energies?
Who?
Chick.
Yes. Oh, I think so.
I think so too.
That one's up.
Are we doing three?
That one's up.
God damn it. Flip yours. Flip his. Flip that one. All right.
Is this his?
I'd feel more comfortable if we all took our tops off. I mean, just. I mean,
that's
for me,
unfair.
Like when I play poker, I feel more comfortable if everyone's topless.
Do you have extra clothes here?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't mean like just take your shirt off. I mean, take off everything under your shirt.
Do you think he wants to be? He probably wants to be in, right?
So you're completely.
Did he
exposed.
Actually call her?
I like to be completely exposed when I play poker.
I think that's fair.
Like all nude.
No.
That's what I like.
Strip poker.
Especially when chicks involved. Because he's
take
a,
it all off.
Because he's a bear.
Big bear.
Silver daddy.
He's got the nice gray hair.
Who said that?
Who said that?
It was Dan St. Germain.
Dan St. Germain. Yeah.
Is it Silver Daddy?
Silver Daddies.
Is he for the Silver Daddies?
No, he said that like comes up in his
circle?
Like, well, I don't think it's circle as much as like his Like, that's what you call older older gay men that have grayish hair. And
no,
I think. But, you know, when you know about those things, it makes you wonder.
Did you throw that?
That's mine, yeah.
And throw a green one for your...
You think he wants one?
For your green little
your
friend.
Your little Jeff buddy.
Who's calling his little girl.
Did he call her? He called her, right?
Well, yeah,
he's going out there. I think he
See,
wants...
See, I'm a big fan of calling a girl as opposed to texting her.
I feel like he got aggressive because you were here.
I like
But you know
what?
Call. If that's what we did for him, then I'm okay with it.
No, I like the call.
He wants to find love, and if she's that hot, why
this
wouldn't
is
you
up,
call
right?
her? Right? Yep. Boom, that's an ace. That's not an ace.
Motherfucker.
7-8.
Quarter? By the way, for those of you who ever come over to Chick's house to play poker, I just want you to know if you spill a beer onto his table, he gives you a dirty look.
No. Well, I think it's the third time you spill a beer on his table.
Yeah, how many times did you...
I believe that I cleaned up her spot once.
I had if we counted all together...
And then my spot.
I spilled
yeah,
once over here, but
her spot
up,
doesn't seem to affect as much as my spot.
That's true.
Because suddenly I was evil... And she was just like, oh, that's just
No. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, favorite Beach Boys song. You love the Beach Boys.
God only knows.
Right?
Could be my favorite song ever.
I hate
God
the
only
Beach
knows.
Boys.
That's a great song.
Could somebody sing a little bit of it? Kokomo.
You know why? Because John Stamos played the drums later on.
He did.
On,
he did play the drums later on.
He went into DUI. You know that?
Black he just got a DUI, but you know what?
No, but he went into rehab.
He did. He didn't need rehab.
Was it,
just got a DUI.
Was it too much Oikos? Is that what it was?
He's into rehab
Oikos.
Because...
Yeah. It was a Greek yogurt
Too much
OD.
Pooping.
Mm-hmm. So when I was 1990...
I'm betting
probably
green.
1990...
He's
I got a
green.
Fisher Price record player.
Wait, she put in a quarter, though.
I did put in a quarter because I don't have any change.
Well, then we'll put in another green.
Can I get some more of those green ones? I need 10 of these, right?
For $2?
For a black one.
Yeah. Wait, those are quarter. Those are dimes, though.
Yeah. So he,
so
has 10. 10 for
okay,
a black.
Yeah, sorry. Math, everybody. As my Aunt Bev says, I don't do math in public.
No, never.
I'll show them to you.
Go.
I just did.
You gotta be fast.
In 1990, I got a Fisher-Price record player.
Yeah.
And on it was Kokomo on one side and Wild Wild West on the other.
Wild really?
Wild West. Mm-hmm.
Wild West. I did.
Wild West. Wild Wild West.
Uh-oh. Look at those.
Three hearts over
what
there.
What the hell? I got a queen, bitches.
Pair of fives.
Queen's the highest five. Card other than that king, which leads the betting. Jeff Bodart. We call him Bodart. Pair of fives. This bitch over here.
Okay.
Look at him crying.
Somebody give Jeff Bibber
I'm all in the goggle and the body
still.
Well,
yeah,
yeah.
How are we
going to
get out of this shit
we're in? Don't worry, baby, I figure out something. Give him the slip, they won't be expecting the singer. Slip him a Mickey and give him a finger. I had a finger for a ringer, but I had no idea the DEA was using the singer. But it's all because I love you, baby. It's all because I love you, girl. Cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
It's alright, cause I love you, baby. It's alright, cause I love you, girl. It's alright, cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Let's roll.
Gas cap and tuck up on the sunset strip. Straight cold from an old flip lit cigarette. No joke when the shit lit. Crazy Schwarzenegger movie crib keeper shit. Got tingle ghosts to sweat out the heat sick up. Chuck Taylor burn black. Beefy took a heaven bound. Headed down in the state zero. Drillers just back as a witness, no hero. It's alright cause I love you, baby. It's alright cause I love you, girl. It's alright cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm
ready. Let's roll.
It's alright cause I love you, baby. It's alright cause I love you, girl. It's alright cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
Break in the AM. Got the key from a cousin, that's what I'm saying.
whatever you can get on the quick guy. Shotgun shells, Doritos, and a Mag Light. Aspirin, tampons, are you serious?
Are you on your period?
Don't get furious, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'm on my period.
Black sun, the whole cops and the guns. Lay low, make don't head to Mexico. Lay on the beach, during the coma. Drinking my ties, smoking some blunts with some Mexicans. Blend into the background. Gotta make it to the border, baby, somehow. In an Oakley dead shot, it ain't over yet. Count your chips and place your bets. It's alright, cause I love you, baby. It's alright, cause I love you, girl. It's alright, cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
It's alright, cause I love you, baby. It's alright, cause I love you, girl. It's alright, cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
In the back of my mind, ain't a problem I can't fix with my nine. Show shot, get tight, deer in the headlight. Black widow, spider bite, kisses in the lamplight. Tight spot, got the red dot. Bomb me around, keeping me in the hot spot. Ocean cookie, future looking kinda shitty. Little like a water man, I can flood on my tickets. Now I can't think straight with the mad dog flush.
Pass it over, got to feel the rush.
I know the space in New Mexico, we can cross at night. I got a cousin on the border patrol, alright. Pack him up and let's go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll. You
ready? I'm ready.
Let's roll. You ready? Let's roll. Let's roll.